For the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world.
This is the main event.
Dildo Corn is alive.
And kicking. Come on over here, I'll headbutt your ass a couple times, if you know what I'm saying.
This brother breaking off a 40-yard wall. This brother.
Come on. Zip it.
I hope I didn't piss off Jesus.
You call that a penalty? Who's number one?
It's the LA Clippers.
Boom. Shut up. You're saying it wrong, people.
I would get her pregnant.
That
just called in and hangs up, you motherfucker. That pisses me off.
Ari, are you in the shower now?
Totally in the shower.
Yeah, dude.
He's not a cokehead.
You mean James?
Stupid idiot.
You're a stupid idiot for getting so uptight over nothing.
You're clearly lying. You're clearly just
lying. Why would I lie?
For attention.
Why would I lie?
What?
I don't need attention.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. You're a comic.
We are live. We're not live at all. There's nothing live about this. But it's another Punch Drunk episode 3000. Congratulations.
Wow.
3000 guests. You too.
I'm excited. Thank
Tony.
You. According to Teeb, this is my first time on the show.
I forgot that you had done
it. Even though that I've not only done the show, but I've driven him to it and
yes.
then from it.
And
multiple times.
One of my favorite bag of bets, beating Ari in basketball,
which
is one of the greatest moments of my life. Nick Youssef, everybody.
Yeah.
Usually when we're live, there's a big applause.
There
but
is,
we're not
yeah,
live.
Yeah.
We're not live. We're
well,
not live.
That's fine. We can just imagine the applause.
And you know him from Kill Tony. You know him from the roast battles. You better believe.
Don't forget being
you're
the greatest.
You're gonna pay. I'm number one. You're all dead to me. Tony, the golden pony, Hinchcliffe.
You forgot about 17 of my finest credits, but I will ignore that.
And sole possession of first place, owner of the bye week in the Punch Drunk Fantasy Football League. He said he would do it. A lot of people didn't think he could, would be able to.
I named my team the Hinchcliffe Winners. We've only just begun. Playoffs is when I actually start.
That's when you get your shit together?
Yeah, I'm 10-3 right now.
Saw you had the bye week?
Yep. Right? I didn't like it. I don't like bye weeks. I think that the chance...
Yeah, like, but it's like, what if you would have lost that week, and then you're like,
can we pause for 1 second? What's
sure.
a bye week?
Okay, in fantasy football,
yeah.
like a lot, the top six people
yeah.
make the playoffs.
Right.
And then everybody else is
start
eliminated.
Start over, I totally lost interest.
I know.
You just took a bye week on your explanation. Yeah.
But when the playoffs start, the two best teams
yeah.
get the week off, and the other four have to battle to see who gets to play the two best in the second round of
what
the
what do
playoffs.
You do on the week off?
You got the bye week.
You'd
fuck
be miserable.
Off. Doesn't matter. Yep.
Can you jerk off?
You can't lose. You can't win. You get a free week.
If you're anything like me, what ends up happening is you end up watching games and stuff, and you forget like 15 times. You're like, oh my God, I didn't set my lineup. Oh, who do I have playing? I just kept forgetting that I had a bye because you're so used to 13 weeks in a row of watching.
Right.
Seeing your players do good. My players did great this week. That's what's frustrating is that you get a good team and then all of a sudden they're scoring more points than the number two team, but it's your week off. It's a vacation.
Yeah.
I don't like bye weeks. I say keep it going. Throw it at me.
Well, how many people are in this league?
In this, most fantasy leagues are like 10 to 12.
Yeah.
That's ours is 14, which makes it very difficult. And it's seven comics versus seven fans.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh, this is a Punch Drunk league.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
and
wow.
this fuckhead, like, wasn't in it last year. He comes
I'm
in this year.
Destroy your fans.
And he's talking shit the whole time. And now he's in first place first week of the playoffs. So,
yeah.
I'd love to do your show tomorrow. Are you kidding me? I want to remind people into a microphone who number one is. And that was your intro for the show, by the way. That lasts 15 minutes. That's great. John Hinchcliffe. Real quick, let me do the sponsorship things. This is the December to remember. You tell five fans about Punch Drunk, and they tweet at us and say, we like this episode or we like the show. You get $1,000 cash from Ari Shaffir. Isn't that a great deal, guys?
That is a great deal.
$1,000 cashola. That's fucking bread
you
and butter
what?
In your pocket.
Can I speak for Ari real fast? I'm going to up it to 2,000. How about that?
Yeah.
As Ari Shaffir.
Ari, that's so nice
yeah,
of you.
I'm going to up it to
$2,000.
$2,500.
Wow.
Yeah.
And it's Christmas time. Who doesn't need two?
Exactly.
I mean,
yeah.
So that's it. December
Speaking
to remember.
On behalf of Ari Shaffir. All you have to do is tell five
out of my
people?
Personal
five account. Other people. They tweeted us, "Hey, I watched the show. Well, I liked it. It was good. And where's my money?"
Well,
five people. It's a bit of a pyramid scheme.
Now that I know this, that Ari's giving out $2,500, I just tweeted about it, and so now Ari owes me $37,000.
But they have to say, "Hey, I watched the show and I liked it." That's what they have to do, and I'm fine with that. And that's a very kind, generous offer from Ari. I'm looking for
that
fucking song.
I can't believe he's
play.
Doing that. $5,600 to each person that tells three people. That's amazing.
And that's how December to Remember works. Caveman Coffee, which you love.
Oh, yeah.
Which you love.
I love it, too.
You were excited because you thought it was going to be Tate. Tate was supposed to do it with you.
Yeah, yeah. And I told you, I was like, we're going to talk about coffee for 2 hours.
That's exactly
like,
what we're doing.
Maybe we need to not have.
And then he had to get on a plane because he's shooting like yet another movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, another movie.
It's amazing.
Guy. I've seen like the last like five movies I've seen in the theater. He's been murdered in three of them.
Yeah. The last one I saw, I didn't even know he was in.
John Wick.
I was like, that guy looks like that is.
And Tate. Gets killed in a cool way. He gets his beard pulled down and then a shot to the head.
That movie was so cool.
I liked it a lot.
Yeah, it was really cool.
I liked it a lot. I told you I cried during it.
Really?
Yeah, but only because I sat on my balls during the trailer.
Oh,
but
right,
I'm telling you right now, dude.
It
first
seems
half
like
hour.
You cried during pretty much every movie.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You cried during Dumb and Dumber, too.
I do. I heard a lot of people
Are you
did.
Crying now?
You're in inside, a seat. Inside. Okay. Inside. Inside. You're in a seat. No, I just started wearing a cup everywhere.
Oh, right.
That's been my move. Go to Caveman Coffee. Put in the code PUNCHDRUNK. And that saves you 10%. And now they got all kinds of shit. Cold
press.
They
just put up a picture of this Ethiopia bean they started selling. And those are usually really good coffees.
Yeah,
so
that's like a coffee. Like if you're a coffee snob or if you want to become a coffee snob, that's the kind of.
One of the best regions for coffee in the world.
Is where?
Ethiopia.
Wow. Yeah. They really, you know, you just, when it rains, it pours.
Yeah. It never rains there.
Ethiopia.
That saves you 10%, so do it. Get it. The other thing, and I was talking to Tony about this, is Amazon. He's like, I just did a bunch of shopping on it. I bought a helicopter on Amazon.
I did.
I'm like, dude, go to Punch Drunk Sports and then click the Amazon link. And that helps your boys. And then finally, BetsESI.com. This is when you're going to start making bets. These college games coming up, anything can happen with that shit. Anything can happen with that shit. Put in the code PUNCHDRUNKSPORTS. That gets you $10 to gamble with. And all people have been like hitting it. Like this one dude did an 8-team, maybe a 10-team parlay. You understand a parlay?
No.
You're betting. You're putting the $5
on
all 10 of these things are going to happen this weekend.
Jeez.
Lakers going to win. Clippers win. You know, the Chicago Bears are going to not score more than five. You know, whatever the fuck. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you'll have that. And the payout is like insane. It's like $10, and if all 10 of those things happen, you get like, you know, $1,800 or something crazy.
Oh wow!
You know what I mean?
Not to be confused with the $7,954 that Ari Shaffir is giving everybody that tells one person.
Exactly right, and that's the December to Remember.
He's so generous,
right? So this is the time where bets. Now the NFL's getting hot. Now the NBA's really like everybody's like. Now you're kind of starting to see who's who in the NBA. Clippers 9 in a row.
Like 9 losses?
No, buddy.
I know.
Just steamrolling. Last night, Blake's bit. Did you see that shot?
No.
Go to overtime against Phoenix. And this guy, God, I wish I could remember what his fucking name was. Real asshole for fucking Phoenix. Is like pushing Blake and talking shit to him and really in his ear the whole fucking time. And like they got into a couple scuffles. End of overtime. First of all, they're down 4 somehow with like 30 seconds left in overtime. And I'm like, ah, fuck.
The Clippers are.
Yep. I'm like, that game's over.
Yeah.
Score. Blake hits a 3 with zeros, like a step back 3.
Wow.
In overtime at the buzzer, like clinks up, hits the top of the backboard, goes in. Place goes nuts. And he's right. And that fucking dude that was jawing at him all the time, it was right in his face.
Yeah, yeah.
It was awesome.
That's great.
It was
awesome. What did he do?
And like everybody just jumped all over him. There was like 20 people. Everyone from the bench. Like
that's
everybody
he didn't get to give him a look.
No.
He
was like first Chris Paul grabbed him and he was like running away like celebrating himself.
Yeah.
And everyone's like chasing him to tackle him and shit. And when Chris Paul's on him, he kind of like elbows that dude in the back who's trying to get out of the way.
That's great.
And then everybody just jumped on top of him right there. It was the best, dude. It was the best. So now is the time to bet. Now is the time to bet. Go to BetsDSI.com. Put in the code PunchDrunkSports. That's 10 free bucks. It's $10. Yeah. You can't just like, it's not an ATM. You got to bet.
Uh-huh.
But it's free money. Why wouldn't you do it?
Everybody.
So I heard Ari was giving every listener $10 to place their first bet.
Oh, man. He's going to be fucking happy when he gets on Twitter today. Tomorrow, probably tomorrow. Yeah. It's so weird not being live. Hang on. I'm trying to find a fucking song. I want it. I'll do it in the second hour. I'll save it. How are both of you?
You better believe it. I am amazing.
As always.
I woke up today so happy.
Things are very exciting, man. A crazy week in my sports world.
Oh, you got to be so happy. We almost hit a bag of bets.
You and Tony.
Me and Tony are just Tony in the show. We would have. Okay. We were almost in the negotiation process. That's a crazy. That's become so bad. Like at the Comedy Store when everyone's around and people are talking about anything. It could be movies. Doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be sports. Where somebody will start saying something. Because now, like, Josh Martin, you know, is like, I made a bag of bets. I'm like, well, it has nothing to do with the show or whatever. Like, people want to do it. People are making bets that aren't me, Ari, and Sam.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They just want to use your bag of bets.
Yes. Right. Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, but they'd let us talk about it and do it on the show.
Okay.
Which I'm more than happy if somebody wants to wash their face with a rag full of cum.
Right.
I'm more than happy to put that on the internet. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, God, when you beat him in basketball, Nick.
Oh, I know. It was great.
Oh, and Ari is so cocky.
Yeah. I'm going to win. I'm going to destroy him.
It was
and
he was exhausted in the beginning. He lost a bet to Ari, or won a bet against Ari. All they had to do was play basketball. Loser, the winner, let me start it that way, got to jerk off into two socks. Then the loser
load in each sock.
Uh-huh.
Wow, that's I would have loved to play that game right there.
The loser turns him inside out and has to wear him for 24 hours.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's how awful this bag of bets is that we have on this show.
Ari was so convinced he was going to win. He's like you'd be lucky to get to 4 points. We're playing to 11. And he told me you'd be lucky to get to 4. And I'm like, you're on.
In 10 minutes, Ari's fucking heaving and dry puking on the fucking concrete.
Yeah. Someone took a picture of him, like me standing over
him. I got
him,
it.
Like,
it's one of my favorite pics.
Drinking a bottle of water and him on all fours bowing down to my greatness. No, he was like really exhausted.
So people are so
scared.
And
the score was like 2-0 at that point.
Oh, yeah. At like 3-0, he's like on all fours like a dog. And he wore a yarmulke to the game. He wore his yarmulke. He tried to play with his yarmulke on and like threw it at me like a frisbee, like when it was 1-0.
Yeah.
Like, all right, I got to really play
basketball.
What
happened was
he shut up like a clown.
His heritage had betrayed him, and so he just got rid of it all.
Mm-hmm. That'd be a great one for next time, maybe. Ari versus Nick, the rematch. Loser wears a cum-filled yarmulke.
And nothing says I'm great at basketball like a dude walking up in a yarmulke.
Right.
What intimidation factor he had. I don't know, maybe he was going to be your agent or something if you beat him really bad. But so we're at the Comedy Store, and people are – that's how Josh Martin, we've talked about on this show, has to wash his face. I can't even say this one without almost
and that,
puking.
At the time, our bag of bets, me and our – was the dirtiest, like, grossest one.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And since then, like, this one with Josh that you're about
this
to tell
is the
is
worst
way,
one.
Way
right.
Crazy.
I mean, the cum went from being on your feet to now it's, like, on your face.
Yeah. He has to wash his face. I can't say it without laughing. He's so stupid, though. Why would any – the bet is –
he's an idiot.
If anything, I was thinking about it last night when I was jerking off. No, I'm kidding. But I was thinking about it last night where I'm like, if you're going to make that bet – if I was – you know, because when you make a dumb bet, it's because you're mad at the other guy and you're passionate and you're like, you're both arguing. You're like, then cool, let's bet on it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I would have made the bet if I was Josh. I bet you don't even make the playoffs because that's just the top four people in your fantasy league.
Right.
You know, that's difficult to do. You have a 40% chance of that happening randomly out of 10 people. Right?
Yeah.
Right.
He goes, I'll bet you that you finish in last place.
Ugh.
And everybody in the room at this fantasy draft for the Comedy Store just looks at this dumb fuck like Tripoli, who's a wolf.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? This guy's a limping sheep. And Tripoli's like, oh, You want to give me a 90% chance of winning this bet? If I go to prison tomorrow and the computer randomly just puts my lineup in, okay, let's do the bet. And I'll even say this live. Don't anybody tweet it. Not live, but semi-live. He goes, what's the worst thing in the bag? And we had just put in, you know, because he was just gauging. He wasn't saying, I'll do it. He's like, what's the worst it could be?
Yeah.
And it's the jerk. Somebody jerks off on a towel.
No, it's all of you guys.
Well, Sam has then worked it up to that.
Oh, right.
But the bet really is the winner jerks off on a towel 24 hours. The loser takes said towel mm-hmm. and has to put it under hot water to reactivate the cum, is what the terms of the bet say, and then wash your face with it.
Yeah.
And he goes, that's the worst thing in there. And we're all like, yeah.
Like, what did he think he goes, the worst thing was going
to
be?
Then I'm in. So we then, he says, but you have to randomly pull the thing out. So then we take everything out and put that in 10 times. And he's all like, that's the luck of the draw.
That is crazy.
We're like, you're talking so much shit. Right. And the three of us are going to wreck you for this.
Yeah. That's so funny.
Fuck me, man.
I like that his reaction was like, oh, that's the worst.
Yeah.
Like what? That's not what do you the mean? Most... I
don't have to get shot with a crossbow.
Yeah.
What else could be
you
worse
like literally
than
reach into a bag and then there's a gun that you have to take and like, shoot yourself in the dick with it?
There's something about Josh Martin. He just lives to be wrong. He lives to be a loser.
I love the guy. I really do genuinely love the guy. But
he just
I couldn't believe
that any publicity is good publicity.
Well, yeah, I mean that works.
So
with
he'll
Steve-O.
Just do the worst.
Maybe he'll be the next
yeah.
fucking. Yeah. He's the next Steve-O, maybe. I don't even know. So, long story longer, Tony and I are about to make. He's guaranteeing me Saturday night. We're all at the store that Ohio State was going to make it into the top four.
Yeah,
and I was like, man, I think they're going to fuck you. Mm-hmm. I think they're going to fuck you, and I'm like, you want a bag of beds? It.
And I'm like, hell no. Look, I'm confident, but I'm
glad I didn't because you would have won.
Right.
And God only knows what I would be doing right now.
That what I would have at a 15-20% chance of them screwing over.
If they lost, you'd be like preparing a cup of tea where the bag of tea is just like full of like Ari's cum or something.
Right.
And like,
the new one I like. Yeah, we got to get out of the cum. Everyone stop tweeting us cum bag of
bags. It's terrible.
Because two of the three of us have to agree. And then that's how it gets in the bag. Right. There's been ones where all three of us are like, oh, hell no. Yeah. You got to walk up to Joe Rogan and slap him. And you're like, are you crazy, people?
That's insane,
you don't understand what happened in my life.
I'd love to see.
What happened in my life.
I'd love to see Josh Martin go, what's the worst one? And you guys tell him something like that and then let him lose. Oh, my God.
The scariest part is like he might do it.
Right.
Well, I was thinking even more so if it's one of the three of us that lose it. Okay. Imagine if you lost that bet.
I mean,
you'd be like, well, it looks like I'm never doing Punch Drunk again.
Yeah.
Because I ain't doing that.
Would be funny is if next time Josh wants to make a silly bag of bets, just have him do the Rogan one and then have an ice pack ready for when it happens. But the ice pack's just loaded with cum. So as that dries, he just has cum all over his eye that just got black from Rogan.
Like Tate Fletcher choke you outs on there, like to put you to sleep. Not like
that.
You can't
dangerous.
You can't tap. You just go to sleep. Whatever move that the fans want.
Like
you know, there's 90 different ways this guy can. He's a ninja. There's 90 different ways he can choke
seconds,
me out.
And he would just grab you.
Well, remember the Wednesday night show we had at the Comedy Store where it was me and David Taylor and Sandy.
Yeah.
And it would just be random crazy shit, and we had a mic in our hand the whole time.
Yeah.
Tate was our guest one time. And then I just had people yell out moves that he wanted to put me in and, like, would bring me to the point of choking out, and then I could tap out.
Okay.
So he never really put me to sleep, but in a matter of 2 seconds, I knew I was going to sleep. Like, a couple of them, I wrote it as close to, like, darkness as I could before I would tap.
Yeah.
Just to see what that – you know what I mean?
Yeah. Just to get the high.
But he never put me to sleep. Never put me to sleep. But he put me in, like, six fucking extremely painful situations.
Yeah.
Like, really bad ones.
Were you there the night that Rowdy Roddy Piper was at the Comedy
Store? Yeah, that was one of the best nights ever.
That was
amazing. Did he really?
Yeah.
Oh, I wish
and body slammed
that.
Him.
Yeah.
What?
And then stepped over his lifeless corpse to get off the stage.
Rowdy Roddy Piper on stage put our buddy PJ Stansberry in the sleeper hold and literally put him to sleep on stage and just laid him down. And then, like, everybody was cheering, and then he just kept talking over him.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Was that by request? He was like,
yeah, of course.
Me to sleep?
Of course.
That's amazing.
You know, put me in the most famous move, but one of the most famous wrestlers ever.
Yeah.
You know?
And then he just casually finished a set and walked over him?
Yep. Yeah. And then later on in the night, like, when it was, like, late night with Don or everybody and Piper, so in there, we had him, I think he body slammed him, too. You know, a bunch of people would go up, and he was just body slamming everybody that, you know.
That's awesome.
Right on the fucking stage.
PJ fell like a fucking bag of donuts. It was unbelievable. Straight down. Just like
folded him like a lawn chair. He was just like.
He went in. He just imploded.
Cartoony.
Yeah.
It was cartoony looking.
With birds.
Like you thought he was acting. You thought he was acting.
Yeah.
You really thought he was acting.
He's got acting chops.
So, man, fucking Ohio State.
Here we go,
baby. 10-point underdog against Alabama. In the Orange Bowl, where are you playing?
We were a 4-point underdog against Wisconsin, who we beat 59-0. So
that's what got you there.
Yeah,
we were talking about you know, earlier today, or before we were on the show, live on the show, where you can get $10,000 cash for just tweeting anything from Ari Shaffir.
PayPal directly to you. You don't even have to wait.
And that's a September to remember.
But it's
we were talking about how we're like, man, if that game against Wisconsin was like 21-17 Ohio State, you might not have got in this.
I agree. I absolutely agree, and I think that they knew that. You know?
I think Baylor should have played TCU.
Absolutely.
In a bowl.
Yeah.
And give it, make that bowl like the kind of like subsequential bowl or
something.
Well,
that's going to happen, right? I'm pretty sure that's
happening.
No, I
don't think that's who they're playing. I'm not sure if those two teams play each other.
Nick,
let me answer this question.
Wake up, Nick, and ask him if he knows.
I'm pretty sure. Maybe I saw it wrong. I know they're the last two out. I know that they're 5 and 6. I'm pretty sure I saw that they're playing each other, but maybe they're going to separate those. It's going to be a hell of a game. Look, classic argument. SEC, I've heard the argument 1,000 times because I'm a Big Ten college football fan and a comedian, and people love bringing up the SEC over and over again, and it's so silly.
I hate it.
Check it out. And we talk about this all the time, T, because you and I, one thing that we've been talking about for years.
Raping hookers.
Is the evolution of football, where things are constantly going.
Oh.
The team does something. You match up to that. Styles only last. Look, the SEC was smart. They went out and got a bunch of track stars from the South a few years ago. And, yeah, you give a track star a football and tell them to run a direction.
What are they going
to
do, steal a bike?
Right, exactly. So, yeah, the SEC, it was fun. They had their track star run. But then, you know, other teams started catching on to that. They're like, oh, yeah, why not have the fastest player with the ball instead of the biggest guy that can break a tackle?
Yeah.
Because if you avoid tackles, then that works. But guess what? The game has evolved. College is constantly evolving. And now when those track stars get hit by a Big Ten team, by a Big Ten player, guess what? They're leaving on a cart. It doesn't feel so good. It's a whole different game when you're playing an actual football player.
Baylor's playing Michigan State.
Whoa, that's going to be
TCU against Ole Miss.
Okay. Well, TCU's finally going to get romped. Like they should have had they played a real team all season.
I mean, Michigan State's pretty goddamn tough too. They could beat Baylor.
I think Michigan State's gonna
actually.
Win that,
I hope just for the sake of all of this fucking stuff that Nick doesn't know what we're talking about. I hope for the sake for all of the hoopla and drama that both those teams get beat, and then that just solidifies the fact that they shouldn't have been in the top four.
Absolutely,
that's the best thing that could happen for this.
And I think that's definitely what's gonna happen. Michigan State's gonna totally crush them.
That's a good defense.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. And I got Ohio State, Alabama. Ohio State, obviously, I got to pick them.
10-point underdog.
Yeah, we win by 10 or 14. And Oregon takes Florida State.
If you do not,
Oregon beats.
Are you willing to pull out of the bag?
Get ready for this one. Oregon beats Florida State by 21 points. Yeah.
Oh, definitely beat them.
At least 14. I mean, maybe Florida State scores that last touchdown, brings it down to 14. But my
10 or more,
guess
I could see
21.
10 or more.
Yeah.
Definitely 10 or more.
Which leaves Oregon, Ohio State, and you know how that goes, baby boy. Buckeyes all the way. I win the fantasy league. I win my favorite sport, wins college football. CM Punk will win the UFC welterweight championship.
And then if all three of those things happen, are you willing to kill yourself live on our show? Because only, your life couldn't get any better, couldn't possibly get any better.
only under the condition, and I would do that, only under the condition, though, that if Ari agrees to do what he said he was going to do and give every watcher of that episode $100,000.
I'm pretty sure we can make that happen.
Perfect.
Remember that time? Were you there at the store? You might not even have been there yet. But Fat James and everybody was like, when Duncan was talent coordinator, and Fat James, everyone was like, let's raise money, because he said if we were able to get $50, he would take a shower in the fucking main room, green room.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And we could all watch him take a shower and just, right. like, you know, laugh, because there's no way he could even fit in that thing. I mean, he definitely could not spin. You know what I mean? So he's like, if you guys raise $50, I'll do it. So it was like me and Duncan, I think Dave Taylor, maybe Danish O'Neill, those guys. And I thought you were there. We were able to raise. Now, if you donated money to it, you got to come and watch. That was our big selling point. So this would be 50 people if it was a buck each in that room. So we were able to get like $37 and like half a pack of gum. It was something stupid like that. And he's like, you know, he's not. I said $50. And we're like, fuck, man. And then Rogan was like, I'll donate the rest, whatever you guys don't raise. So then Rogan like threw in like $13 or whatever, and then all of us got in there, and like he was taking a shower, and he had like, I think he had like tidy whities on, but this guy was really, really big. He was like a comic friend of ours, like passed away, but everybody always used to fuck them at the store. He was crazy as all get out.
He was like 5'4" and like
300
pounds.
He was in Windy
pounds.
City Heat.
Yeah,
he played Perry's stunt double in Windy City Heat. Mm-hmm. If anybody knows that, one of the funniest scenes.
Yeah,
you know, character actor, has been in a whole bunch of shit. Passed away a couple of years ago. But so he's taking the shower, really big guy. He's taking a shower. I mean, he can't turn around, he can't do anything. You know what I mean? And like, by everybody was yelling like requests. Like, you know what I mean? Wash your hair, get your hair wet. You know, shit like that. So then he would have to, because I think he had to be in there for 5 minutes. I think that was the whole thing. So somebody had a timer.
Right.
It was like 13, and everybody's just like belly laughing. You know what I mean? Like laughing so hard. And then I think Rogan gave him $100.
For what?
Just for, at the end.
Just to, because like, man, that was embarrassing.
Because he was supposed
you.
To give $13.
Okay.
Yeah. And Rogan just gave him like a $100 bill or something.
That's hilarious.
Ah, fuck,
that
man.
Guy just, he wanted to be accepted so badly.
Everybody does.
But,
who
I
doesn't?
Mean, certain people did
certain
crazy
people
degrees.
Try the wrong way.
Yeah, like that. Like him. Right. Where he's like, give me $50 and I'll take a shower and leave a laugh.
This podcast has attempted us being accepted.
This what?
This podcast is a, you know what I mean? In a way.
This is like at least a
some people are just
creative.
Really, really bad and obvious about it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like Fat James would have been like, yeah, if you give me $100, you can spit in my face. Like he would have been like that guy.
I mean, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. One time Duncan had, this is another funny story about the same guy. This is just for Nick because it's not sports related.
Yeah.
One time Duncan kept doing this dumb thing where he had like, I don't know, like 11 ones and a five. And he would walk by and he would just throw it in my face and he was acting like he was super rich. And this is like a long time ago when we were all kids. Probably like, you probably couldn't even get in the store yet.
Yeah.
I don't even think you were born yet. And he would just walk by and throw it in your face. He's like, you know, go get yourself a drink or whatever. And you would scoop it up and be like, damn. Right. And then, because he kept telling everybody that his dad inherited this land and they found oil on it.
Yeah.
And now he's like super rich. But then he would go around the corner and be like, give me my $13 back.
Right.
So you'll give it to him and then you walk around the corner and do it. So he's always using the same money and throwing it in people's faces. So we had Fat James going for so long because he thought that Duncan was now like super duper rich.
Right.
And we kept the story kept going and going and going when Fat James kept asking about it. When Duncan comes around the corner, he asked him for $5,000. The minute he thought Duncan had endless money, he asked him for
$5,000.
Yeah, just like for nothing. Just like, hey, man, can I have $5,000?
Yeah, for what?
And they weren't even like friends. I mean, it's not like asking your buddy for $5,000.
That dude was so clueless, man. He was fat.
He really was. He was a big guy.
When fat is the start of your name, when people call you Fat James or Fat Tom or Fat Billy, it's like, just give up.
Yeah.
You're going to die first anyway. Might as well do it sooner. Go find the top of a building and make a viral video out of it.
Yeah.
It's fucking waterless cannonball.
Go kill yourself.
CM Punk, huh?
Oh, I'm excited about
now,
this.
This guy who's a wrestler, like WWE wrestler.
Didn't he retire or something?
Yeah, he is the guy that had the most personality in all of pro wrestling. Like,
ever.
Not ever. Modern day, like, hip, cool, very cool. And, you know, towards the end of his career in the WWE, he was doing things like breaking all the walls down for the first time. So, for example, he'd come out and he'd say, Vince McMahon wants me to do this. He wants me to come out here and lose tonight to Babidi-Ba. You know, he was, like, breaking the walls down. He was saying to the sold-out arenas, like, here's how it's written, and this is bullshit. And obviously, since it was brand new to wrestling, the crowd just loved it.
Do you think that was written?
But then, yeah, that's a teleprompter.
That's a great question, and I think so.
I do, too.
Right.
And I absolutely think that was written, but, I mean, it was
really written like it wasn't written.
Sure, of course.
I mean, he was laying into the whole family, your ugly wife, Linda, your dumb kid, Stephanie, sure, who's trying to run things.
Yeah. She's hot.
Her stupid husband, Triple H. Yeah, she is hot.
Who's she banging?
She is powerful. Triple H.
She's married to Triple H now?
They have kids. No, I mean, they've been married for like 15 years. They're running that entire company.
Of course she's banging one of them.
And the thing with CM Punk is, on top of them writing him, other than that, and by the way, which was, I'm sure, his idea, they wrote him shitty shit and they didn't treat him as good as they should have. You know, he should have probably been the one to break the Undertaker streak, for example. They gave Brock Lesnar, blatantly one of the baddest asses in the world, that huge push for nothing when CM Punk faced him a year before in a much more exciting match. And, like, was mocking him. It was just the storyline was better. Anyway, so he's really the best on the mic out of all the modern-day wrestlers.
All right.
And so...
You've yet to tell me why he's going to not get his ass kicked in the UFC.
It depends on who he faces,
he's
obviously.
He's joining the UFC.
That's the big news from this UFC fight that was this weekend. So multi-fight contract.
Uh-huh. Coming, if he makes it that long.
Coming to the UFC. Yeah. Well, he'll get three. And he might be good, but he's 36.
Is he like a trained martial artist or
anything like
that?
We're about
to find out. Yeah.
Not really. And, you know, the last pro wrestler to come over to the UFC,
a lot of those guys are
Lesnar.
Wrestlers.
A lot of them. But
you found out quickly how much Brock Lesnar did not like to have his face touched.
Right.
Sure, he won the belt because the heavyweight division is tough and he's a big dude, but he's got more losses than wins.
Yeah.
And he definitely does not like, I mean... He folds quick when he was getting punched by just everybody that he faced.
No doubt.
So he went from wrestling to UFC, Brock Lesnar.
Yep.
Brock Lesnar went
and did well. He's a top-notch fighter, but shit, dude, he got the fuck kicked out of him, too.
He was an NCAA champion,
okay.
Brock Lesnar. And he was getting calls from Vince McMahon, from everywhere. Everybody wanted him for everything. And, from that wrestling, he went to pro wrestling. Then he went to the UFC, got a terrible infection, almost killed him like 10 times, this crazy bacteria infection. Then he went back to pro wrestling.
What was the infection all about?
He got punched in the stomach a bunch of times, something ruptured.
Kneed.
And then once that bacteria got out, what was it?
He got kneed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
like
took a
leakage. And then once the sepsis set in, some crazy, it's called a...
I think it's like a blood poisoning that he had from, like, you know, it was an infection that his blood couldn't fight. And that's very dangerous. I believe it is sepsis, but I'm not 100% sure.
It's a form of sepsis.
There is somebody, gentlemen, that has an opinion on this. And this is exciting because I think we're taking our first call
to talk
about CM Punk. One of our favorites, my personal favorite, the champ himself. George Rush St. Pierre, GSP, are you there?
The champ is here.
Nice.
It's been all too long.
Wow. Wow. What do you think about this? First of all, I got a lot to ask you because the whole you guys weren't here, but apparently Ronda Rousey is having Nick Diaz's baby, and they're having a baby, and I haven't...
What?
Oh, no, you didn't. Yeah, they called into the show, and he knocked her up on a pontoon boat, I believe.
I don't believe this is true. I think that the DNA test is in order.
Maybe we'll get to that. But they said that she's going to have two more fights before she has the baby, and she's 2 months pregnant. So it's kind of weird they're doing that, too.
I think it's weird that she should get at least three. Two seems a little light.
Okay. I don't know why you want a pregnant woman to fight every 3 months, but it seems to be a thing that all you fighters agree to. What do you think about this CM Punk thing?
I think it's a very bad idea for him. It's not going to end well.
Why is this?
Because MMA fighters. We've been training our whole lives, and it is real. This man has been doing fake things.
But apparently he can really wrestle for real.
I think he is a weekend warrior, but we are 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Uh-huh, training and fighting and punching things and getting punched and getting kicked.
He's 36 years old, and he's never fought one fight.
I agree with that. That's kind of the same point I was going to make, champ. Yeah, wow, you seem pretty fucking knowledgeable tonight.
I've only done snorted a little kitty litter so far today, so I'm fairly with it.
I thought you were sober. I thought you were sober.
Being sober is a boring lifestyle.
Uh-huh. But right to the kitty litter, that doesn't – I don't think that that does anything to you.
That's another reason CM Punk will lose. He's straight edge. I don't respect his lack of drugs or alcohol.
Is he straight edge?
Yeah, that's his big thing. He has Pepsi tattoos on his arms. He loves it so much.
Get the
wow.
Fuck out.
Yeah. I wonder how much he got paid to have that.
Why don't you snort some kitty litter and get back to me?
Again, George, I don't know. What does the kitty litter do? I know you were also what were you doing? Snorting computer spray.
If you mix the computer spray and kitty litter, it's a new thing I've tried. It brings you to a dimension you didn't even know existed.
Do you have a name for that new drug?
It's called kitty spray.
Always fun to paint old GSP into a corner.
It's taking off in Canadian middle schools because I'm a role model here.
Okay. Have you done any more movies? I you know, Captain America, that went well.
I am so charismatic that the movies are just falling at my feet.
Really? Do you have any movies you'd like to tell us about? Maybe some scripts you've read that you think are pretty good.
I'm thinking about working on something with Kirk Cameron.
Okay. I wouldn't suggest that would help your career, but what is it?
It's called God Hates Gays.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely not going to be good for your career.
Very limited release.
It's a musical. It's very upbeat and positive.
Okay. Do you happen to have any songs from that?
I don't have them in front of me, but that you bring up a good point.
Yes?
I do want to sing a song.
Oh, good. This is always one of my favorite things. What song are you singing today, GSP?
It's the holiday season, and I don't know if you guys have been paying attention to the toys that are selling the most.
No, I haven't. What are they?
There's a little movie that I like to call Frozen.
Oh, no. This can't end good. Okay.
Here's a little number from that for the holidays. Are you ready?
Oh,
big
yeah.
Big time.
Don't let them in. Don't let them see. Be the good girl you always have to be. Conceal, don't feel. Don't let them know. Well, now they know. Oh, let it go. Let it go. Can't hold it back anymore. Let it go. Let it go. Oh, turn away and slam the door. I don't care. What they're going to say. Let the storm rage on. The cold never bothered me anyway.
Is that it?
Yeah, I couldn't tell either.
Small snippet, gentlemen. Small, you get to keep them wanting more.
GSP, that was wonderful. Yeah, I think that got everybody into the Christmas spirit. Well, thanks for calling, GSP. Anything else comes up and you're still watching the show, please call in.
Thank you, gentlemen.
All right, we'll talk to you soon, GSP.
Bye, GSP.
Wow, that was our first call. GSP singing a little Christmas music.
I love that GSP always calls this show.
He's like the biggest
amazing.
Fan. Yeah.
Yeah, we've got a lot. You know.
Yeah, that's amazing.
For a while, Dice used to call in all the time.
Oh yeah, I think I was
Nick
there
Diaz and Ronda Rousey call in all the time. But
wow.
Yeah, Dice hates Ari.
Oh really?
Yeah, apparently he
they
was
used
rifling.
To be good friends.
Well, apparently he was rifling through his affairs. That's what he says. Apparently, Dice, Ari was at Dice's house a long time ago.
Yeah, I remember that.
And Dice came walking in and says that Ari was looking through his desk or something like that.
I remember hearing that, yeah.
So that's the story. So now he's
is that serious?
Going to smash his face with a hammer. That's what he says. Every time he calls in, he wants to smash him in the face.
I'd
with
imagine
a hammer.
Maybe Ari was looking for an extra $7.4 million that he owes everybody right now.
Probably, yeah. And now that he owes it. Oh, shit. Guys. Dice, are you there? See if this works.
What are the odds?
I'm like the candy man. You say my name enough times and I'm going to call in.
Nice. Were you listening to the show? We were literally just talking about you.
Yeah.
I'm listening to the show. Is Ari there? Because he's banned from coming to my house.
I was just telling that story. I know we've told it on this show before. But I think Ari's in England or London or something like that. Yeah. I tried to get a hold of him earlier.
Good. Keep him over there.
Tell Tony and Nick a real quick version of what happened.
A bunch of people are over at my house. We're having a good time, having the barbecue.
Oh, nice.
We got arugula, good burgers.
You don't strike me as an arugula guy.
Me either, but I love it.
It's not really for me, Nick. You got to entertain the people.
Okay, you're right.
Good host. You're just
have a
good
little
host.
Bit of class.
Of course, got it.
Next thing I know, Ari disappears with his big nose.
Right.
He doesn't come back for like an hour.
Oh, okay.
Check the bathrooms. I check the garage.
Sure.
I don't see this ugly guy anywhere.
Uh-huh.
I go into my personal office. He's rifling through my affairs.
My affairs.
I catch him looking in the top drawer of the desk.
Ah, shit.
And ever since, he's been banned from the Dice Mansion.
Now, what were
Dice Mansion.
What were you worried he was going to find?
Yeah, what are you keeping
It doesn't matter, Nick. You don't rifle through the Dice Man's affairs.
That's true.
There was rumors of you saying you had a loaded gun or something.
Of course I have a loaded gun.
Okay.
I got blank checks all over the place.
Okay. Dice, congrats on the book. How's the book going?
Are you kidding me? Unbelievable.
Uh-huh. I saw you had a book
come out. It broke the bestsellers list.
It made the bestsellers list?
No, it broke it, dummy.
Okay. It broke the bestsellers list. Okay. Dummy.
The first book written in crayon.
How many did you obviously made more than one book, though, right?
It's kind of hard to sell books to my fans because a lot of them don't read so well.
I can imagine.
How many pages is the book?
To tell you the truth, I don't even know. How crazy is that?
It's not crazy at all.
There's a book about my life. I haven't even seen it.
You saw the check, though, I'm sure.
Do any of you three dummies have a book about you?
No.
Nope.
Dice,
you couldn't even fill one notebook page between the three of you.
It's probably true. Probably true.
Dice, I loved you in Blue Jasmine. What was that like working with Woody Allen?
Are you kidding me? I came on set with script notes for that dummy.
I'm sure that went over well.
So I went
up to him and I said, Woody, the lighting's wrong. And he said, Dice, we're trying to do the scene. I don't know if it's okay. Shut the fuck up, Woody, you son of a motherfucker.
You told Woody Allen to shut the fuck up?
You should have seen the look on his face. He loved it.
Oh man.
Shit.
No one ever talks to him like he needs to be talked to. He's a little... He likes to be controlled.
I can see it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Dice, I don't know if we should do the lighting like you. Shut your fucking mouth. I'll hit you with a hammer, Woody.
That's always a hammer. Why is it always a hammer? You're always threatening people on our show with a hammer.
Because Jesus was a Jew. He was a construction worker carpenter. I go to the hammer.
Okay. All right, I get that. Are you still hanging out with Wheels all the time? Every time I talk to you.
He's right here. Do you want to talk to him?
I would fucking love to talk to Wheels.
Yeah, thanks, Dice. All right, Wheels, that's enough.
Why are you always with Wheels? Is he like your personal chef or something?
We're best friends. Do you understand what it's like to have friends in your life?
I don't. I actually don't. I really...
Yeah, because you're a fucking loser like Woody.
Okay. All right. Dice, you have anything you want to promote?
I don't need to promote anything. I'm doing this for you.
Oh, I appreciate that. Well, yeah, I know you have a show coming up in Vegas. You're always in Vegas. That's good for you, right?
I saw Sam Tripoli in Vegas once in the green room with those hoas he does the show with, the naughty thing.
It's called the Naughty Show, but yeah.
And I see these ladies, they're like plucking hairs out of their assholes, and Tripoli's trying to get his notes together.
That does sound like the green room of the Naughty Show. That's pretty much...
Yeah, I was in it. He's like, hey, shut the fuck up, Wheels.
How did he get the phone out of his hand?
Yeah, how did Wheels get the phone out of your hand, Dice?
He's got strong hands for a squirrely man.
Okay, I could see that. Well, Dice, thanks for calling in, and call back anytime you want, buddy. I love
thanks
you.
Thanks for having me. Tell Ari when he gets back from London, I'll be at the airport with the hammer.
Okay, of course. Of course you will. We got to start hanging up on people somehow.
Yeah.
That's our go-to move. That's our go-to move. How's your podcast?
Pretty good. We're going to do one here soon.
Yeah, man. You guys should start doing it here.
Yeah. The studio's great.
It's great, right?
Yeah, yeah.
All things comedy. And once we get this... Oh, and by the way, please donate to that.
Dude, they're close, right?
Yeah.
It's like $700-$800 away from the goal.
Is that what it was today?
I saw it on the way here, yeah.
Oh, great. See,
right?
we're
500 away.
$500. Very close. 2 days left. And then we can have Skype. You can be live on, you know, our regular show the way you're used to it.
Yeah.
Not just audio, because everyone's bitching at me left and right. What's not a lot. But enough, and I'm like, we're working on it. Donate.
Is there a minimum donation you guys are asking? Like $5?
$5 is a minimum, you know.
That's like one less beer at a bar or something.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
That's $25. Yeah, $5 gets you a sticker. Yeah. $10 gets you All Things Comedy coffee mug, which is cool.
Yeah.
And $25 gets you the new shirt that they have. So it's not like you just don't. You get shit if you donate.
Yeah, yeah.
You're
absolutely
buying something. You're not even just giving away money.
They're just $500 from their goal?
Yep.
I just
of 10 million.
I just got a text. Ari Shaffir just donated that
$5,000. No.
Don't
really
say that because then people won't donate.
Yeah, that's true. No.
Yeah, very close to it, you know, and then we can set this up and it's going to be, it's badass in here. It's totally cool.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
People will love, you can't even see how it looks yet. And it's like super cool. And you can't drink fucking anything but water on the table, according to Al Madrigal.
Yeah,
Nick came in with a hipster coffee. Came in with
they did set up a
Red Bull and a
table
loaded gun. Oh yeah, you did. Yeah, you got the side table.
Can you hand me mine real quick? And I'll just sit it underneath the desk. Yeah, that's an interesting one. And only water on the table.
Yeah, it's because I saw him at the store, and he's like, "I'm putting a whole new felt thing on the table."
Yeah.
It's just like one of those things where you get like you get a new couch and you're like or a new carpet. You're like, "Hey man, no one wear fucking shoes." The carpet's new, and then a month later, it's just like fucking.
Yeah, or a new car is the best one. We're like, no smoking.
Yeah.
No, and then
four months later,
just
prostitutes.
Like In-N-Out wrappers in the passenger.
Yeah.
Cigarette burns all over the place.
Yeah, yeah. Every time anything's new, you go like, we're going to take care of this for the maximum amount of time.
Yeah.
Which is usually like 30 to 60 days.
Yeah.
Only water on the table until you have a guest on that. Gets to do whatever he wants.
In 2 months, there'll just be a dead body.
Right.
No one's even cleaned
or
up.
Or just a sleeping person. It's draped across the top of it.
Six comedians live here now?
Right. Did you watch this UFC this weekend?
I didn't get to see it. I was running around and the Buckeye game, and it was just craziness. I mean, when I saw the tweets about CM Punk, I totally thought it was a joke. Never in a million years would have pictured that announcement. I didn't hear any of the rumors. People are like, you didn't hear it? Looks good for the last few days. It's like, no, I don't read every fucking rumor article that I see on the internet.
I do.
Really? You knew that was coming? CM Punk?
And I believe everything, no matter what I read. Did you hear Snoopy just died? They found Snoopy dead, apparently. Whatever. This is a crazy world we live in, folks.
Yeah, unfortunately, I didn't get
then
to
see
it.
Then you see Snoopy at a McDonald's, and I'm like, you lied to me, Internet.
Yeah.
Robbie Lawler was incredible, though. I went back and watched that fight.
That's the only fight I saw. I had a spot. I'm so mad at myself because I call in for these fucking spots, and I'm grateful for the spots I get at the store, but shitty spots. They're not even real spots, these development spots, and nobody even watches. It's just like a fucking whatever.
Right.
Which I'm happy to have them. Mm-hmm. But, you know, 8 minutes in the belly room to me is just like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like watching, then you watch other people really fuck. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's like beating off in a bathroom while someone's getting laid in the next room. Mm-hmm. You know? Daddy wanna fuck. But, I call him for avails, and I call him like every day, whatever. And then the next day I realized the UFC was Saturday. Like a card
like
I really wanted to see.
Three UFCs a day now?
Yeah, it's kind of been a problem.
Yeah.
There's two this week.
There's
a
one
Friday
right
and
now.
A Saturday. There's one right now.
Ari and I are going to be in Phoenix with Joe this weekend at 1.
Oh, for the Saturday or Friday?
Saturday.
That's the fucking Overeem one?
Yeah.
Cool, dude. That's going to be a good one.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited to be at 1 with Ari. It'll be my first time getting to sit with him. You know, sometimes it's a little it's lonely. Sitting behind Rogan.
If you go by yourself.
Right.
Yeah, the few times I went, the one time I went, it was like the best fucking row. It was. Were you there?
No, you weren't there. I'd love to go to
it. It was me, Tripoli.
Yeah.
Me, Ari, Russell Peters, Bill Burr, fucking like Louie.
Jeff Ross.
Yeah.
Jeff Ross.
Sam Kinison.
And exactly.
It just gets crazy.
But it was a 10-person row, and like all 10 of our rows were like, because everybody happened to be in Vegas for different.
Do you imagine a comedy fan
shows?
Watching that going like, is that Bill Burr and Jeff Ross and. Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's amazing.
But it's really lonely when you're there watching it by yourself, and and it's because it's unbelievable.
Right.
All you need is somebody next to you, so you can go, "Can you fucking believe this?"
You need someone to turn to be like, "Fuck yeah!"
And I end up talking to the guys like Frosty and these guys that work there.
Yeah,
you know that like are their guys like that watch that make sure everything that Goldberg and Rogan need is there.
Yeah,
and
it's
everything.
Cool to watch the inner workings of it. When
and
you're
what's
that close.
Amazing,
and everything's free, food, drinks, and whatever.
Wow. But what's amazing?
They just have waitresses that keep coming by, and you're like.
Oh, wow.
Give me another fucking whatever.
And when those guys get excited.
Got a tip heavy, though.
Sure, yeah, of course.
When those guys get excited, that's when it's super exciting. And you're like, holy shit, this guy that's worked on every UFC production is excited. So, you know, but that's as close as you get to having a buddy there. So I'm excited to be there with Ari this weekend in Phoenix. We have a fun show. My first ever time I'm performing at a 360-degree theater. The stage
in the
spins
round?
Slowly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So that'll be interesting.
That's not a common thing, you know.
Right.
That, like that. That's like every comic eventually gets to perform on a spinning theater fucking stage.
That's usually
this
for
is
like
my first time. I've waited for 5 years for the moment to finally perform on a rotating stage.
All right.
It's like... That's like
it's very
actually.
Rare.
This will be my first time performing in a hot air balloon. So finally, you know, you should shoot for the stars, man.
Right.
It's a first time.
Yeah. I'll perform on the moon soon.
I'm not taking that right now because we'll take a break first. I want to tell them what's up. So yeah, dude, it's badass when you get to go because what's interesting about it is the sounds. You don't get the live sound of a leg kick to somebody else's thigh.
Yeah.
That whip and snap sound. The sounds when you're that close is like, ooh,
it is unbelievable. And it doesn't
see that on TV.
It
of
doesn't translate
not.
To
you know what I mean?
TV at all. They have that microphone hanging over the octagon, but it's not even close. Yeah. The one that I saw, the last one, and I've seen like 10 of these now with Rogan. The best one was the last one I was at. And what it was, surprisingly enough, I've seen those shins to the foreheads that knock people out and this and that. This guy, it was a heavyweight fight, first of all, and these are like big heavyweights. And the one guy gets the other guy down, and he's sort of like this, blocking his head, arms up over his head completely, because the last time that he got knocked out, he got
who
knocked out.
Who was it?
Do
you remember who was fighting?
No.
Heavyweights,
like,
though?
Nah, yeah, super heavyweights, undercard type of, but just about like right when they're switching over to the pay-per-view. Anyway, so the last time this big guy fought, he got knocked out on the ground from being mounted and punched in the head. So he had both arms up over his head, blocking his head completely. So what the other guy that's on top of him did this fight, because he's so afraid to get knocked on the head, is he just started romping his kidneys. I mean, just ribs. Oh. And you could hear, oh, it's a parking lot. And it, like, echoed through the arena.
Oh,
every single punch, the arena's just going, oh.
All kidney punches?
Oh, my! The exact same spot. I swear to God, this guy got up, and his entire right side was already black. And the whole crowd's just going, oh, my God.
That dude's pissing blood for the next year and a
exactly.
half.
Exactly.
I've been there.
Oh, my God. He must have hit him 30 times, and the ref's not going to stop it. And the guy's still defending himself. UFC rules, if you can defend yourself, fight continues. But he's blocking his head, and he's still awake. He's not going to get – you don't get knocked out from getting hit in the side of your stomach. And so it was one of those, like, eclipses in the UFC where you're just watching.
Sides hurt thinking about – imagining that level of –
they could hear it in the nosebleeds, the sound of this guy's heavyweight fist going. And he was winding up, too. He had nothing better to do than spin this arm all the way around behind him.
Spend all kinds of time.
Yeah.
Wow. Right? Yeah, there's some good cards coming up. But this one was good. This last one was good. And this is what they need to start doing more. And we've always talked about this.
Weapons.
If you're going to have pay-per-view weapons, yes, weapons would be great. If you're always going to have these pay-per-views, man, stack them. If you're going to make somebody pay, because that's what they always, how they, in my mind, how they really surpassed boxing and combat sports was through pay-per-view. And if I'm paying $70 to watch Floyd Mayweather fight whoever, you know what I mean? Right. I'm paying for that. But that's the only fight I give a shit about. I don't care about the three undercards. If then you pay the same amount for a UFC event, and there's five good fucking fights on there, including a title at the very end. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That, and now they're starting to dip into some of that boxing area where it's like, even the free ones, it's like, there'll be two good fights, and then there's a bunch of shit. A lot of those you're like, I don't want to have to pay $60 for a fight card that looks like it should be free on Fox.
Right.
You know? And from between now and February, we get like three of them.
Yeah. That's an interesting model that they have, because it's more than, it's almost like every other week, right?
Yeah. I just pulled my hamstring somehow.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, dude, there's fucking five a month now. You know, the WWE. Whether it's pay-per-view or
are any
what
of them ever
you.
Free?
Yeah, a bunch okay. of them. Both this weekend are free. Because they got to deal with Fox.
Right.
UFC did. Okay. And so now they have like, you know, once a month, and then, you know, so Fox will do one live.
So you're saying a lot of the pay-per-view ones are usually as good as the free ones anyway, and why bother?
A lot of them now. Okay. They're diluting, because it's just like you said, man, even to somebody who's not like a real fan,
yeah.
you're like, isn't that on TV like every day?
Yeah.
And it kind, you know, and they're it's getting a little too diluted.
Well, they got to make them want it, you know, and that's another thing. And I'm always talking about this with Joe and on podcasts and stuff, but, you know, there's a lot that they can take from the WWF, WWE model that actually
I think they're
does
slowly
work them.
Doing that in to an extent enough
and I think,
to where it doesn't start to get like, this is, stay a sport.
Right. But I
don't become a soap opera. But yeah, you got to have a villain. Boxing does.
That too. But I'm also just talking about the model of their pay-per-views and their shows, you know, every Monday you can watch the cable show. And then once a month, there's a named pay-per-view that you know WrestleMania is the big one. You know the Royal Rumble's in January. You know Survivor Series is in December or whatever. You know, it's like they have name recognition. And if they start to plant that seed now with their fans instead of it just being, welcome to UFC number 672.
Yeah, I think it's always going to be that way. I think that's always – because it's just like boxing, man. You know, there wouldn't be like there's three good boxing events a year.
I don't think it is just like boxing. I think it's like right in between those two. You know, boxing doesn't even number their things. They don't even call it anything.
Well, yeah, because they there's fucking 75
guy
different
first guy.
Yeah,
they well, because there's the yeah. WBC, the IBF, the you know, there's fucking 15 different. There's no organization of
but
boxing.
But like boxing. From what I've seen in commercials and billboards, it's usually, I've never watched a fucking pay-per-view. But like it's they title them by the person. Like that's
yes,
the draw
course.
Versus
yes.
like a number.
Right. Right. Because yeah. yeah. UFC is just the UFC. Boxing is like, you know, there's 70 different UFCs in boxing.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? There's fucking probably 500 belts in boxing if you include all the bullshit things.
Seriously?
If you include all the fucking crazy bullshit offshoot ones that don't matter, uh-huh. there's like four that are recognized. So there's four UFCs in boxing that have a belt. So what's badass in boxing, people like Mike Tyson did it. There's a lot of people that have unified all the belts,
yeah.
which I am the heavyweight
have
champ.
Gotten all of them?
And they wow. won't come in with all four of them. Now, depending on yeah. how they contractually fight somebody, they might be like, only this one's up for grabs. Mm-hmm. Or all four of them are up. Those are the sexy fights people want to see.
Sure, yeah.
You want to hear
like Floyd Mayweather? Has every belt that they're, you know, he's 44-0, 45-0.
Currently
he's got
now
every belt. He's undefeated. And that's why he's such a cunt.
Right.
Because he can call the shots. And he's like, you want to fight me? You do it on my pay-per-view. I get $100 million. You get $40
million. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Prediction. Wow. June 2015. Mayweather. Pacquiao.
I think it's May 5th because Mayweather always fights on May 5th. Mm-hmm. He always fights on Cinco de Mayo because Mayweather.
Right.
And I think it's going to be at Dallas Cowboys Stadium. That's my prediction. He's fought on May 5th like a bunch of times, and they're saying within the next like 6 to 9 months, why wouldn't he make that the biggest fucking Shazam? Everybody makes $1 trillion. Mm-hmm. You know, he bets on NFL games and all kinds of different things. Millions of dollars.
Yeah, he's worth like, what, $500 million?
Probably
crazy.
More than that.
Yeah.
Probably a lot more than that.
Yeah.
Who would
win that one?
Pacquiao.
Pacquiao. Okay.
That's what everyone's wanted
ever
for 3 years.
Before?
No, everyone's wanted that to happen for 3 years.
Okay.
Mayweather's got the best defense. Pacquiao has the best offense.
What's the age difference?
I think Pacquiao, pretty close, but I think Pacquiao's a little younger. I mean, Mayweather's a little younger.
But there's no cardio difference.
It would be the best fight. I mean, people have wanted it for all these years.
I would watch that one.
Oh, everybody would.
If someone else got the pay-per-view, like,
I heard a rumor. Oh, of course not. Here's a terrible rumor that I've heard, that they are Now, apparently in China, these pay-per-view fights are free.
What?
Apparently. In China, they're free for some reason. My buddy from a very reliable source told me this. This is my buddy's Chinese. No. Free, but they're going to charge like $3 for this one, Pacquiao Mayweather, to a billion people.
Yeah,
that are used to fucking. So even if like half the people that normally watch it, like there's $1 billion right there.
Right.
And in America, where it's $65, it's gonna be $95 to get Mayweather Pacquiao on pay per view.
Hey, I mean,
fuck you.
Yeah, that's. I mean, they get.
Fuck you, man.
No, we want. Everybody wants it.
People,
yeah, of course. Of course.
And
again, even if half the people do it that normally do it, it's a lot of money, and the bars are gonna. All that's going to do is drive people to bars. That's just all.
It's just going to, yeah, bars.
And every bar is going to charge $25 to watch it.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're like, still, it's $75 cheaper than it was going to be.
Right.
Everybody should throw their friend $10 or $20 anyway when they get there, you know, depending on how many people are there. That should just be a thing.
Exactly. But if it's like, dude, if I got to have 10 people come to my house for me to break even on this thing, I'm just going to go to the bar and pay $10.
Sure.
I get why they would charge an
outrageous
amount.
Mayweather's insane.
And
how much money do you need?
We're paying to watch him lose. If he knocks.
You think he has no chance in that fight?
I think he has a hell of a chance.
Yeah.
Is that like a popular belief that Pacquiao would win?
No, it's 50-50.
It's 50-50 all the way.
People will have this anybody could have this argument for hours on it.
So that's why they're charging $100.
Exactly. Yeah.
5 years people wanted to see this fight.
It's the ultimate coin flip argument. Yeah. You could argue
And then
it
in
for
those 5 years, Pacquiao got knocked the fuck out, wasn't paying attention on a punch, and got knocked. Otherwise, he would be fucking. He had to come back and beat the fuck out of four people since he was like the next morning, he was still laying face down right there in the corner of the ring. And it was right at the bell of a round. He would have won that fight. He just got fucking a punch he didn't see coming, hit him in the sweet spot.
Uh-huh.
And that fucked up everything for 3 years with these two.
Because
then Mayweather got to go and be like, dude, I've never been beat, man. Now
he's been beat
now,
in his whole
now
career.
Now, your argument of how you should get more money than me in this fight doesn't matter. I'm the one that's undefeated, 60 million, 30 million. And Pacquiao just kept being like, I respectfully decline on that.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go be – he's like the mayor of the Philippines or something. I just have some political paper I have to figure out.
Your Pacquiao impression is spot on.
You know what I mean? So this little nice guy and this like, you know, mouthy thug from Detroit, you know what I mean? By the way, I love Mayweather.
Yeah,
and
me
would,
too.
I think I would root for Mayweather in that fight for one reason. Pacquiao's gone, Jesus nuts. And I hate when athletes go Jesus crazy. I don't care about your religion. Go for it. Do whatever. Believe in whatever fucking bullshit you want. Puff the Magic Dragon's my God.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just as real and as magical. But when athletes start going to fucking Jesus and you're talking about Jesus in the corner in between rounds and shit. You know, in that fight, Freddie Roach is like Pacquiao's last fight a couple weeks ago. He's like... I want you to knock him out. And he already dropped him 5 times.
Mm-hmm.
And this Pacquiao just fought. And Freddie Roach goes, I want you to knock him out in this round. And Pacquiao goes, in Jesus' name. And Freddie Roach goes, because you know that the camera's in there. Freddie Roach goes, is that what you want me to say? And he goes, yes. And Freddie Roach goes, then I want you to knock him out in Jesus' name.
What? That's amazing. I love that. I had no idea about that.
That's why I want him to get knocked out by Mayweather, and I want him to go make it rain at some strip club.
Right.
With hundreds.
Wow. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name, I'm putting a $100 bill in this girl's ass crack.
Wow.
And everybody drinks champagne, and everybody gets beats by Dre. Let's take a break. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with a second hour, and I'm going to go call Ari in London because he just hit me up, and I think he will call in the next. And I believe Nick Diaz brothers are calling in the next hour. So we'll take a quick break and talk. Oh, we're back from a break. Everything's great. Tony brought up a great point that I'm going to talk about here in a second. But real quick, please, punchdrunksports.com, click on the Amazon link, do Christmas shopping, buy a gun, buy whatever you got to buy, condoms probably, lube. Yeah.
What's a condom?
I don't know, dude. All right. Something people do that it's just a waste of fucking anything.
Yeah, everything, yeah.
Fuck condoms, man.
Yeah, bad for the environment, too.
Bad for everything. Bad for everything.
Yeah, you know how long it takes a condom to disintegrate? Like, in the recycle?
In your mouth? Do tell, Tony.
About four and a half
minutes. How many licks does it take to get to that rail prick? It dissolves in my mouth. I'm like a cobra of cocksucking. My venom destroys all.
I swallow the condom.
Everyone forgets about the you know, you always hear, like, abortion, birth control, or, like, be on the pill, or, like, use a condom, yeah, whatever. No one talks about murder.
Yeah.
Murder, too. Like, you're like, hey, guess what? I'm pregnant. I'm like, guess what? I got some bad news for you. I got some bad news for you. But go to punchexports.com and get a condom so you don't murder somebody. Click on the Amazon link. Caveman Coffee. Use the code PUNCHDRUNK. Saves you 10%. They got cold pressed coffee. They got food now. They got like cookies and like chocolate, salted caramel things that girls like when they're on their periods and stuff.
Yeah.
They got all kinds of stuff. So go there so Tate doesn't choke me out.
Right.
Unless I lose a bag of bets. And of course, yeah, donate to the tubestart.com.
Yeah.
And we're $500 away from All Things Comedy getting this studio where it's not just our podcast that gets hooked up. You know what I mean?
It's all 50.
It's 54 podcasts 54, that you love. You know, Ari's Skeptic Tank, your podcast, your mom's house.
Yeah.
You know, there's so many great podcasts on here that everybody listens to. And now, you know, we'll have, with this, we'll be able to have cameras, we'll be able to stream live. And if you tell five people about this show and they tweet at us, hey, I watched the show and I like it, you get $10,000 cash from Ari Shaffir. And that's a December to remember.
Yes.
And then finally, as always, betsdsi.com. Use the code PUNCHDRUNKSPORTS. That gets you 10 free bucks to gamble with. And now's the time to gamble. Now is the time to gamble. College football is fucking really getting sexy. NBA is right where it needs to be. And we're inching towards the NFL playoffs.
Also, Ari will match whatever your winnings are.
And we got great UFC fights coming up. So far, the people that have hit me up and said that they won money on All Things Comedy, BetsDSI.com or .eu, have won their money on UFC. Everybody seems to be losing in football. I haven't seen a lot of huge, you know, people were betting on the Lakers like idiots. Who would bet on the Lakers?
I wouldn't.
But here's an interesting point. We took a break and none of us could get in the bathroom because why, Nick?
Yeah, some dude was evacuating his entire fucking body. I think he had the bubonic plague or something.
Or maybe he had like Tourette's because Nick's like, I keep hearing a belt buckle fucking flicking
buckle,
around.
Toilet flush.
Uh-huh. And then you're like, cool, I'm about to pee now.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And all three of us had to pee like so bad. We're killing waters. I had two blueberry Red Bulls.
Oh,
Jesus.
Today?
Why?
That was my second one that I pulled out when I first saw you.
The last time I saw you, which was the night before last night, it was the end of the night and you go, fuck, I got to stop drinking Red Bull.
Because at the store I've been drinking Red Bull cranberry, which I like.
Yeah.
Blueberry Red Bull cranberry?
No, they don't have blueberry Red Bull at the store, but it's delicious.
They will in like 10 years.
of course. Follow the Comedy Store on MySpace.
Yeah.
If you want to follow them.
They just got a dial-up modem.
Of course. Yeah, dude, those things have been fucking killing me. They've been killing me. But so go to betsdsi.com. Maybe I should go on Amazon link and get a bunch of Red Bull.
Oh, yeah.
That's using the old noodle.
Red Bull sponsors every, like, dirt biker and skateboarder and Alcoholics Anonymous. Like, that's their three major...
Starbucks is really Alcoholics Anonymous.
There you go,
they should do something. They really... Because that's just keeping that place open. And any tobacco fucking thing.
And any late-night diner. If you're at a late-night diner...
Yes, of course.
And then seven heavily tattooed, like, people, like, show up, like, kind of jittery. You're like, there's an AA
you're like,
meeting nearby.
Or a meth lab.
It really is the... there was a period when I first started at the store and I went to AA meetings for like a month just because I was...
To network,
yeah, exactly.
Actually, that worked out really well. Mm-hmm. However, I went because I was just like way too much into party mode. Like at the store,
What year was that?
This was like 2 years into me working there, 2 years into stand-up, so like 2009.
Like when you were dating Esther?
Yes, exactly. And... And so I went to just sort of get balance, like be able to fall asleep before 6 a.m. and mm-hmm. wake up before 6 p.m. Anyway, and it cracked me up, the coffee and cigarette intake of those people. Like,
I'll
it's
tell
like
you why, yeah.
talk about their addiction.
It's the only two you can have, really.
Right.
Yeah. Because those two things do something to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, are you so used to, like, and especially when you're out socially with people and everybody's getting, you know, knocking down drinks. I'm right. like, if I get jacked up on caffeine and chain smoke, like,
yeah, it's a happy,
you know,
medium.
I feel a sort of a change in an energy and I'm jacked up a little bit, but I'm also not going to go like score coke or bang some chick I shouldn't bang or,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah. Having like four coffees won't let you. Like,
I can still hold down a job.
Pole.
You know what I mean? Like when I do that, I wake up at like 10 o'clock the next morning.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? When I fucking party, I wake up 3 days later, you know what I mean, in a yeah. fucking trash can.
And you're like, oh, it's 10 a.m. That's
I'm like, oh,
nice.
Shit, my yeah. podcast. I mean,
luckily, I'm in a trash can right outside of the studio.
I know. I somehow had worked. Yeah, I was I'm really good at passing out at fucking at City Walk.
Right.
On Monday nights. People be like,
the janitor's like,
Sam's like, hey, you need a ride? I'm like, dude, I'm already here. He's like, when'd you get there? I'm like, sometime between Friday and Sunday. But go to betsdsi.com.
You're taking a banana peel off your forehead,
exactly.
removing a newspaper.
Combing my hair with fish bones and shit. Look at those old ass cartoons. But yeah, go to betsdsi.com. And now's the time to bet, man. And you know what? Tony brought up the interesting point. Who said this to you? A janitor outside?
Yeah, I was just outside, and the security guard says, hey, you're wearing that Buckeyes shirt because they got in the playoffs. I go, yeah, man, of course. I wouldn't wear it any other way. He goes, it's so crazy that the Big Ten got away with that. And I'm just about the restroom. I said, that guy finally walks out of the restroom because I was the first one over there.
I want to ask you about him next. Go
and,
ahead.
And it was creepy. And the security guard goes, I go, what do you mean we got away with? And he goes, Wisconsin laid down so that the Buckeyes could win and get into the playoffs for the Big Ten. Big Ten laid down.
Which makes a lot of sense.
That does. That really does. And that's why I came right out.
Is there any part of you that thinks, man, I thought we were going to win that game, but I'm really surprised at the amount of a whoop down that was.
Oh, I'm shocked.
You are.
Shocked.
You will admit that. You're not going to give
God.
Me some like, no, we no. will beat anybody by 1-0.
No.
You admit that you thought that game, what did you think that
Look,
score was going to be? And I know you're going to say Ohio State was going to win.
Right.
What was that score going to be?
42-21.
Yeah. I probably had it like something like that.
Yeah.
38 fucking
To lock them out
17.
With zero Heisman candidate running back. Held to 75 yards,
yeah.
Zero touchdowns. Nobody scored. They didn't even get
he
the
didn't
field
have
goal
to
range.
Get hurt. He didn't have to get hurt. He's still looking good for the NFL and the Heisman. He's not going to win.
I mean,
it.
Let me get this. Let me get this straight. It's an awesome theory that the security guard has. There's no fucking way that happened. I'm not going to take away from what those kids did on that field. I mean, they had a player that got a concussion that was so terrible
uh-huh.
that he basically told his family, I'm worthless. I'm done. Don't be embarrassed of me. Shoots himself in a dumpster from straight up from a concussion,
that
by the
crazy.
Way.
It's
yeah,
amazing we talked about
that
on the show last
really
week.
Hasn't been like media blitz. Like, yeah, we're
talking
What's
about it. What's
sad about
it is he threw himself away first.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then killed himself in a dumpster.
Yeah.
That got my wheels turning.
Right, because it woke you up because you were sleeping in the dumpster.
No. Yeah, no. No, I was like, man, that's where I got to kill myself.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's the courteous way to go.
Yeah.
I'm going to put my, you know, because it's like, man, I'm going to wrap myself in a tarp. You know, you're thinking about those things.
Right.
And then you're like, this guy figured it out.
Yeah.
He's got it figured out.
Just jump in the dumpster.
I don't think you guys threw it per se. We were also talking about this, which I think is funny. Talking sports with Nick
mm-hmm.
is like talking sports with my girlfriend, which I don't have. But I am very lonely. I'm going to put that out there. So go to betsdsi.com. Place a bet on will I ever find true love. odds aren't good, but the payout's great. Talking sports with Nick is like
yeah.
talking sports with your girlfriend, because I can get you emotionally invested in a sport by giving you backstory.
Sure.
It's like if you like you're watching the fifth episode of like any kind of show, fucking Sons of Anarchy, and you go, okay, man, and you sit down next to me, I'm like, here's what's going on, here's what happened. If something good happens in that episode, you'll watch it again.
Sure.
Like, you'll probably find a way to watch this Pacquiao fight.
Yeah, I will tell. I mean, I go to every Super Bowl party. When Renny Zizi used to have those all the time because there's like there's
dude, that's not even the same. Everybody goes to a Super Bowl party. A billion people, a third of the planet watches a Super Bowl.
Little babies go to Super Bowl
right.
parties.
No, people that I'm don't watch like, the Super
I
Bowl.
I go in and I get involved in the game because it's like there's it's an event, you know. Like, but I won't watch it on my own
sure.
or anything like that.
Sure. I mean? Yeah, yeah.
Like, basketball was the only sport I ever really, like, used to follow and care about. And all.
Obviously,
like,
you beat the shit
and...
out of fucking Ari.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Obviously, basketball is your fucking wheelhouse.
I just love the other. I love it when you get explained, like, things about sports. Like, when boxing, and you're like, what kind of field do they play that on?
Right.
Have you done the walk-away phone thing yet?
No, I haven't.
You keep trying to. Once you do it once, then you're on the hook. I've been doing this new thing where it's like when somebody comes up to you, and it's really great if they're hammered because they never catch on to it, or a crazy person comes up to you and they start talking to you, and you go, and you look like you're taking a call, and you go, hang on 1 second. And then you walk away, and as you're walking away, you go, what do you mean this isn't a real phone call?
It works every time.
Every time people are like, oh, he must have been. There's nobody on the other line. You've got to be kidding me about that. And then you just walk away.
I love that.
It's the best.
Yeah.
That's the best
My
one.
Favorite thing to do with people that are super into sports and arguing, say like Patriots fans or people that get really crazy about a team.
That's a good example.
They'll be talking about, the Patriots this year. Da, 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 and then I'll walk into the conversation. I'll be like, the Patriots stand no fucking championship. And then I walk away before they know. I know nothing about what they're talking
wonderful.
About.
Wonderful. That's yeah. wonderful. Yeah.
Doing that to like Eric Marino, Brett Ernst, people that get super into a team.
Right.
Yeah, those
nothing
two
more
are,
fun than that.
Those two are a bit overboard with it.
Yeah. yeah. Nothing more fun than that.
Those two are a bit overboard with it because they don't hear.
Doing it to the Falcons to Tiana is always fun.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
Wow. God damn
people
it.
Forget I don't know or care. You know
that game, man.
I did that with last night's game. The Falcons played the Packers last night. The night before, Jerron Horton, big Falcons fan, talking shit about the Buckeyes.
He's
about
another
how,
one
about how Alabama's going to beat him 75-0. Bobbity ba. And I go, well, tomorrow you're going to lose to the Packers.
Yeah, but I mean, dude, Falcons are like missing like eight starters. It's like Packers are the Packers. We're us. I mean, we have a good offense. We just have no defense. If you want a first down in the NFL, let's say it's 3rd and 47, just play the Falcons. That's all you got to do, dude. It can be 3rd. They got like a 3rd and 18. They got a 3rd and a couple 3rd and 11s, and it's just like, and it's so frustrating as a fan when you're like, it's 3rd down, and you're normally like, man, we got them 3rd and deep. We're about to get the ball back. My insides are telling me, here comes a fucking first down.
There's nothing
and
harder
somebody's
to watch
wide
them.
The fuck open.
There's are they nothing. No good this year?
What's that?
The Falcons?
We're in first place.
For real?
No. Yeah, but it's, you know, our whole division is terrible.
Okay.
14, we're like 5-8. Yeah.
So next time Jerron is saying anything about the Falcons, just, I'm going to walk in like, and I go, yeah, dude, you'll be lucky if they win another game this season. And then I walk
in. That probably wouldn't be true, but just be like, you're 5-8. You're terrible. And then walk away.
Oh, yeah, I'll do
and
that.
That'll shut him down because he'd be like, how does this guy know this?
Right.
Yeah.
How does this guy know?
There's something about giving up third downs that is just the most psychologically draining thing in all of football. Like,
and it's got to be to the guys on the field, too.
Oh, it's.
I'd be like, fuck, I thought we were going to get off of here.
Right.
Now we got to go fuck it. And especially, I mean, dude, they did take a fumble away from the Falcons, which I want to say. I want to say that publicly. That was in that first quarter, we definitely had a fumble recovery that they just took it away. And you know what sucks? It's like, you watch, because you're the underdog and you're playing the goddamn Packers and you watch the pregame, all they do is suck Aaron Rodgers' dick and talk about the Packers and they're showing fucking Green Bay. And then he's like, oh, by the way, they're playing the fucking Falcons. It's like, fuck you, man. Make that shit even.
Right.
And John Gruden the whole time just sucking Aaron Rodgers' dick. This guy's fantastic. This guy's a great. Well, look at what an incredible, good-looking, handsome guy. Or I want to fucking have his cock in my mouth. Oh, we're getting a call. I think this is the Diaz brothers. Let's see if this works. Hang on 1 second, guys. Okay. Diaz brothers, is that you?
What's up, dog? Fucking Nick Diaz, dog.
Nice.
Diaz, dog.
Oh, it's both the Diaz brothers, huh?
Oh. Got robbed, man. everything Gil fucking wanted, dog.
Well, I knew you guys would be upset about Gil, bro. You'd thought that Gil, but he got choked out and tapped out. You think because he, you think because he's from Stockton, that's why he got completely choked out and tapped out and then lost the fight.
Dog, you didn't tap, dog. You fucking Gil's old man was out the fucking cage side. He was making funny faces and shit. And Gil was fucking laughing, and that tap was actually part of his laughter, dog. He was fucking clapping with the other guy's fucking body. Like, this is such a good fight, dog. I'm going to fucking clap for myself.
Okay, so you...
I talked to Gil after the fight. He's like, I could fucking breathe fine, dog. No, I was even, the choke wasn't even in hard at all.
Yeah, but it's still... Okay, so you do know, and you both... big fighters, and you both have big fights coming up, and I want to talk to you about your big fights coming up, but you do know that when someone's choking you for, you know, a few seconds, and then you tap the other person's body, that means you're surrendering before you fall asleep. It's called tapping out.
Yeah, but when you're from the 209, that doesn't even fucking exist in your mind.
Okay, so if you're from...
You can't tap out in the 209, dog. So, if you choke a guy unconscious, you got to hold the choke until the end of the round.
Oh, my God. Well, people would die if you did that. So you're saying in Stockton...
I don't know if you're left in the Stockton, dog. We don't have a population problem.
Yeah, there's not a lot of people in Stockton. So you're, and you're saying that's because they've all been refusing to tap and just getting killed.
Sometimes it happens, dog. It's fucking part of the game.
So you're...
die with honor to tap out like a bitch.
So you're contesting that this weekend, Anthony Pettis, who was choking out Gilbert Melendez, who's your good friend from the 209, wasn't tapping out.
He had like a hold on him. I mean, he wasn't choking him out.
So he wasn't tapping out. He was applauding for himself on his opponent's arm while his dad was making funny faces at him, saying, isn't this funny?
Yeah, dog, because he was in such a non-dangerous place. And his old man was so relaxed, like, hey, look at these funny faces I'm making. And Gil was dying laughing because he was so fucking relaxed.
He did not look relaxed.
If you lived in Stockton, you would see Gil's old man do fucking comedy and fucking backyard barbecues and shit. He's one of the funniest motherfuckers in the world.
Okay, so, he does comedy in his backyard. Gilbert Melendez's dad?
This guy makes it fucking unreal.
I'd like to see that now. Nate, you have a big fight coming up, I believe, this weekend. Is that correct?
Fuck yeah, dog.
And who are you fighting this weekend?
Dog, I don't even look at the fucking schedule.
Okay.
He doesn't even know. I get my checks.
You just show up, and then you get your checks, and that's it?
Yeah, man, it doesn't matter. You can put me in the fucking cage with a fucking lion, a cheetah, a woman. Whoever the fuck you want, dog. I'm going to win, and I'm going to make money, dog.
How do you train?
I can attest to that. I've seen Nate beat the fuck out of a number of women.
Spoken like
in martial arts matches, man. Come on, don't fucking paint it like it's something it's not. Yeah, no, dog, of course. We only fight in fucking organizations, dog. We don't fucking go out and beat women on the street.
Right.
Only if they're in our fucking weight class.
Now, Nick.
We're fucking idiots, dog. We're doing it professional.
I get that. I understand that. Now, Nick, we had earlier on the show, GSP called in, and he hasn't called in a while. And I actually was able to break the news to him that you and Ronda Rousey are having a baby.
Oh, yeah, dog. I hope he took that fucking real hard. Fuck that piece of shit. And you know what? Fuck that fat fuck Sam Tripoli as well, dog.
Whoa. What do you have against Tripoli?
Dog, David Taylor fucking told me all the fucking gossip he says about how he says that baby is his and all that shit.
That's right. David Taylor did tell you that Tripoli said that that's his baby. Now, do you want to beat up Tripoli?
Ari read me all those fucking comments off the internet that fucking Sam wrote.
Yeah, I remember that now. Yeah, that didn't look good for Sam. That did not look good for Sam. How's Ronda doing? Is she healthy?
Ronda's great, dog. I mean, she's a little worried about cutting weight with a baby, but, other than that, she's good.
Once again, why are you having her fight while she's pregnant? That makes no sense. It's so dangerous.
Dog, what's she going to do? Just sit around, dog? She's fucking in the bigger prime right now. She's trying to get two fights before the baby comes, and I think she can make it happen.
Yeah, so
no,
and then
she's a workaholic. You know what I'm saying? It's like you tell a woman as soon as she gets pregnant, she can't go into the office anymore. Come on, dog.
That's fucking sexist, dog. She can let her make her money. This is how she supports herself.
Well, I wasn't trying to be sexist. That's a good point, Diaz Brothers. That's a good point.
Primitive thinking, dog. You got to think fucking, this is 2015, dog.
That is true. Now, you guys, have you guys got any movies in the works? I know you were working on Iron Eagle 2, which you shot yourself in your parking lot. Anything else?
We're thinking of fucking releasing some of our home videos, dog. Some of the old classics, like when me and Nick fucking fought with thighs in our backyard and ended up in me getting stabbed in the kidney. Dog, fucking, yes. One of his kidneys completely fucking useless.
Oh, really?
Best Christmas memories to date, dog.
Best Christmas memories to date. Now, what do you guys think about this CM Punk coming in? And we were talking about it earlier with GSP.
Dog, you guys suck. Dog. You can just fucking work. Fuck this fucking guy. Straight edge motherfucker, dog. Come on. You can't fight if you're not fucking... You don't know how to do it, man. This ain't fucking playground shit.
Uh-huh.
This guy's fucking name is Phil. What do I want to fucking have him do my taxes?
That's a good point.
Hey, I'm
Phil fucking Brooks? Sounds like a guy in a suit and fucking nice loafers, dog. That's a guy that if he steps into Stockton, I'm going to break his nose just for fucking having that name.
I can see that.
Nate, this Saturday, it's Tony Hinchcliffe here. Me and Ari Shaffir are going to be at your big fight. Is there any way that maybe you can give us, like, a signal or something? Like, some kind of hand gesture to say, like, what's up to us on the side of the octagon?
Yeah, I'll give you the fucking middle finger like I did to everyone. Say, fuck you and fuck fucking Ari, because I've heard what he's been saying about Stockton. And if he fucking comes in there with his shitty brown corduroy pants, I'm going to rip him off and choke him out with him. Fuck that motherfucker, dog. All he does is talk shit about fucking Stockton. And you're guilty by association if you fucking come in there with him, dog.
Oh,
you better not be pissing next to me in the fucking bathroom, because I'll rip your fucking dick off.
Oh, wow.
I mean, Stockton is a terrible place, though.
Ooh, that's Nick Youssef.
That's
Nick Youssef.
It sounds like a fucking... That sounds like that fucking A-Rab that's on the show right now.
Uh-huh. That is Nick Youssef.
That's just what I've read in the newspaper.
You like to ride bikes, dog. Is that true?
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, we do fucking ride bikes, too. Let's set up a fucking bike joust to the death, dog. Dog, what are you riding, dog? What the fuck kind of bike are you riding?
Just like a road bike.
Oh, well, dog, we ride fucking mountain bikes, dog. You're making me laugh here.
Oh, okay.
Are you kidding me, dog? What, do you have a fucking banana seat?
Now,
you have a basket on the front, dog, so you can carry your fucking vegan groceries home? Like E.T., motherfucker.
Like E.T., motherfucker. Now, can you explain to Nick what happened?
What you got pecs on the back of your fucking bike, dog? Hey, Nick, this guy's got fucking baseball cards in the fucking spokes, dog. We're fucking pussy, dog. Answer the question. Do you have fucking pegs on the back of your fucking bike?
No, of course not.
Where are you fucking, you riding off terrain? What kind of terrain you want, dog?
What kind of terrain? Just like streets?
You know, that makes me sick, Nick. He's not even riding the bike like it's meant to be ridden.
Like, I'm riding it up mountains.
He doesn't even have pegs on the back. How are you supposed to ride your friends around, dog?
It's a very legit question.
You're supposed to be riding over fucking broken glass and sand just in case you fall. You gotta fucking learn the hard lessons in life, dog.
What, is a bike with pegs the equivalent of a car in Stockton?
And dog, this is how tough we are, dog. We don't even put air in our fucking tires. We can ride on fucking rims, dog, because it's a better workout. Up until I was 15, I rode a bike with no seat. My fucking Nick made me sit down on it, dog, for a hard lesson.
For a hard lesson. A lot of hard lessons in Stockton, I'm hearing these days.
It's fucking Stockton's nothing but hard lessons, but that's why we're the best at fucking 209, dog. That's right, dog. You guys got carpooling out there in fucking Stockton. We got bike pooling, dog. You got fucking front pegs and back pegs. Pick up people everywhere.
You
got two ways in Stockton. You fucking take the bike, you hop on the pegs, or you fucking get on somebody's pontoon, dog, and you hope that water connects you.
I think that's the most peaceful thing that you guys have out there is the pontoon life. Is that correct?
Dog, we're right now we're at the fucking Sun Tracker dealership, dog. We're looking at a fucking Party Barge 24 XP3.
They're in love with, they have a lot of pontoon boats. They live a pontoon boat lifestyle. How many of you?
I gotta win this fight against this Rafael Dos Anjos this weekend, dog, because I need to put the money down on this pontoon.
Yeah, I got that. I totally understand that. Now, let me ask you this. Are you challenging Nick? What I understand, because it's been happened before on here, because you and George St. Pierre almost had a mountain bike joust to the death. Is that what you're challenging Youssef to?
Wait, this other guy's name is Nick?
What's that?
This other guy's name is fucking Nick?
Yeah, yep. It is.
He's got to go by his middle name, dog. We only one Nick, and that's my big brother, Nick fucking Diaz, dog. Yep. Yeah, dog, change that fucking name.
Tivo just called me Youssef. That's my last name.
Yeah, you can call him Youssef.
Yeah, I'll call you fucking useless, dog, because that's what you are when it comes to the bike world.
So explain to Nick how I'm...
Have you fashioned yourself some sort of fucking bike maestro or some shit?
Oh, yeah.
Because this is getting crazy.
I'll take either of you on a bike and win.
Wait, is the connection clean here? Because I think I just heard this guy say something he shouldn't have said. Dude, I'm laughing. Right now, I'm laughing as hard as fucking, as if Gil's old man was in my house right now making funny faces. I'm just talking to pure humor, slapping the wrist.
Explain to Nick what a mountain bike joust to the death is.
Well, dog, you have two guys, and they're fucking heading right towards each other.
Sure.
You got the best pole weaponry.
What's that?
You got jousting poles, dog.
Okay.
You can make them however you want. We like to sharpen broomsticks.
That's very, very...
I have a fucking rusty battle axe I use sometimes if I'm in the mood.
Battle axe, okay.
Sometimes I take a fucking old shovel handle and I'll duct tape a fucking machete onto it and then you just fucking go at each other. You guys should see Nick. He's like fucking MacGyver, dog. He searches through our mom's garage and just makes crazy shit.
What are some of the other crazy things you've made? I'd love to hear these.
Nick's a fucking inventor, dog. I've seen him make some like pretty cool stuff, man. Dog, I took a fucking lawnmower blade and I put it on a fucking broomstick handle, and I twist it, dog. And so it's a fucking lawnmower blade fucking coming right at you. Just cut your fucking arm off.
I noticed you duct taping a lot of things to broom handles.
Is this shit patented? Because we're on the air right now. Dog, patent pending, dog. Patent pending.
Hey, you guys know that it's not an invention if you just duct tape two inventions together, yeah. Right?
Three, including the tape.
What's that?
It's a new thing, dog. How is that not an invention?
Well, I mean, you're just taking two things and putting it together. It's
with duct tape.
Hey, dog, how many fucking years of patent law did you fucking take, huh? Was this guy a lawyer all of a sudden? You don't know shit, dog. You want to tune our two fucking bikes out? Is that what you're trying to get?
He wants to tune our two bikes up.
You got fucking one guy on the pegs. One guy riding the fucking pedals, and we do a two-on-two until there's no fucking nobody left.
I think that's what you guys should do. We'll get it live on the show. Tony and Nick versus the Diaz brothers in a mountain bike joust to the death.
Yeah, we'll take the true hipster approach,
dog.
And
let's
just throw...
do this, dog.
We're just going to throw...
You can fucking sit in his fucking basket, dog.
Yeah.
Like a puppy, dog. You fucking hold your little piece or fucking... chopsticks that are sharpened,
look,
dude.
You guys tape.
The Diaz brothers aren't afraid. We're not fucking. We're cool with our masculinity. We ride the fucking tandem through Stockton, dog.
Like, tape whatever you want to tape to whatever. We're going to beat the shit out of you.
Yeah, we're just going to throw hot coffee on you when you drive by.
Yeah.
Like, I said, I'm immune to hot beverages, dog.
What's that?
Like, our skin isn't fucking immune to hot beverages.
Yeah, I imagine the two of you have had a lot of hot beverages and cold beverages thrown on your face.
Dog, I wash my face in the morning with fucking hot coffee.
Why would you do that?
Dog, it's the most readily available liquid in Stockton.
Why? There's no water in Stockton?
City of Stockton is fucking sponsored by Caveman Coffee, dog.
Olé.
Yeah.
Very well done. which you can get 10% off by using the code PUNCHDRUNK.
Fucking Fuck yeah, dog. Tame Tate trained with the fucking wrong camp, but he's a fucking cool dude in our book.
Yeah, why do you think Tate trains with the wrong camp?
Yeah, dog. Drake Jackson, that guy doesn't know shit.
You think he should? You think he should come over to Stockton and fucking work out with you guys?
Caesar Gracie, dog. Caesar fucking Gracie. Have you seen Caesar Gracie's physique?
No, not in a while.
It's fucking great. What is he weighing, Nick? Like 280? Oh, dog. Fucking barrel chested. He's in there, dog. He's tight.
Yeah, okay.
He's got fucking white hair. It's like a duck's ass. Dog, his hair could be a fucking seat cover. That's how fucking tight it is. Gil Melendez, his old man, was trying to get him to donate some for a seat cover, but fucking Caesar's tight. He doesn't want to give up that hair, dog.
So what's next for Gilbert Melendez after this loss?
What's next for him? I think he should get another title shot, dog, because he got fucking robbed.
And Nick,
I picture this as a fucking, you know, he should get immediately another shot at fucking Pettis, dog.
I don't think that's going
to
happen.
After the fight, we were telling him, let's fucking just show up at fucking Pettis' house and jump him, dog.
Yeah, you guys like showing up at people's houses a lot. It seems to be your...
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, there's all that text.
We do this outside of the organization, dog. No cameras, nothing.
Okay, yeah. That's probably more of a Stockton thing. Before we let you go, Nick, are you? I know we learned today that Nate never knows who he's going to fight, and he's ready to fight a lion, a leopard, or a woman,
right?
And has no clue who he's fighting Saturday. But Nick, we've talked several times. We know who you're fighting next in Anderson the Spider Silva. Are you preparing for your fight?
Dog, I'm so relaxed. The other day, Nate had to remind me that I had a fight coming up. Yes. I fucking totally forgot about it, dog. I was just smoking weed, and I have a bad short-term memory, and I fucking didn't even remember that I had a fight coming up.
Okay.
I think you may want to say, like, some of the commission, maybe. He was smoking weed, like, months ago, right? yeah, dog. Like, fucking, this is, like, 8 months ago, dog.
Okay.
What just happened?
I feel like Silva will win.
It was, like, hands, right, dog? Like, you weren't smoking it, dog. It was Thanksgiving weekend, like, 6 months ago.
I don't think Thanksgiving was like a couple weeks ago. It was like 2 weeks ago.
No,
okay, in Stockton, Thanksgiving was 6 months. And that's when you were smoking weed on the Stockton Thanksgiving 6 months ago.
Secondhand smoke, dog.
Oh, and it was secondhand smoke. Okay, well, then you're probably fine for the fight. Nick Youssef here seems to have a prediction for this fight. Nick,
yeah, I think Silva will win just based on the weakness in your voice.
Dog, yeah, that's a good one. You a comedian?
Yeah, he actually is a comedian.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can tell, dog, because you got some tight material right there. What's your next fucking gig? Maybe the Diaz brothers will come sit fucking front row. We'll see how big your mouth is then, dog. we'll see how weak my voice is when I'm fucking staring you down, dog, and I brought my mountain bike into the fucking showroom. Fucking we see piss trickle down your fucking tight jeans. You'll be on stage, and guess what? Diaz brothers kick the doors open and start riding mountain bikes all over the fucking room.
In the room.
You have my tire truck up and down your fucking ass crack, dog. Dog, we'll do what we do when we jump people in the game. I'll have fucking Nate hold your testicle down, dude, and I'll fucking bunny hop on them.
Yeah. By the way, if you want to get jumped into their gang, you have to get your testicles run over by a mountain bike.
Oh, my God.
That's what we did to fucking Ronda Rousey, dog. She would have been pregnant at the time, but we found you want to be in the gang, you got to be in the gang, dog.
Now, how do you run? I hear that, and you've said this before because you guys have the Stockton gang, and Ronda Rousey's in the gang. How did you ride a mountain bike over her testicles when she's a woman?
Well, we fucking made an exception. It was over her clitoris, dog. We fucking created for once in
your life. Okay, so you ran two mountain bikes over her clit.
Yeah, dog. We're in two, the whole gang. That's two guys.
Jesus.
Dog, we had fucking Dirty Larry filmed it all.
Jesus, that has to really...
Dirty Larry and Phil. I forgot about Dirty Larry and Phil.
Yeah, not Phil, CM Punk, dog. Dirty Larry and Phil are boys up in Stockton. We make an exception because Phil's from Stockton. But if your name's Phil, you're a bitch in my book, dog.
Dirty Larry and Phil, just so you know, are two random guys that are in their gang.
Okay.
Dirty Larry and Phil.
Yeah, dog. It's not Phil Brooks either, dog. It's Phil Rivers from Stockton.
Phil Rivers.
Phil Brooks, what a fucking piece of shit. Is that Tony guy? Are you a Phil Phil Brooks fucking dick hanger?
Yeah, big time, big time.
Yeah, he likes him a lot. We talked about it earlier on the show.
You think this guy's going to have success in the UFC, dog?
Well, that part I'm a little bit skeptical about. You know, I sort of understand that you got to have training or a low IQ, be from Scott Stockton, something like that.
Whoa, 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 what's this, dog? Dog, I got tested once because they thought I was retarded, and I have a fucking huge IQ, dog. It's like, I think I'm almost breaking 100, dog. What do you think about that shit?
That's pretty good. Is that on a special?
You should see this guy when he writes on the chalkboard in our house, dog. It's like a beautiful mind and shit.
Why do you guys have a chalkboard in your house?
Just for fucking fight plans and like inventions and shit. You should see this dog is crazy. Sometimes, dog. Sometimes you need to remind somebody to go pick up some milk when you go to the grocery store. So you gotta write that shit on there.
Do your inventions on the chalkboard? Do they all look like this? Like broom handle plus duct tape plus machete.
Hey, bro, you been in that fucking crib, dog? And guess what, dog? We're changing the formula since you fucking seem to be on yourself.
Well, really?
Yeah, man, this guy knows too much, dog. What's your name, dog? Maybe we should show up at your fucking house with mountain bikes.
Oh, no, I'm cool. I was just wondering
if I knew you were fucking Mark Men right now. I would start to like fucking all of you a little bit more.
Oh, no, you can't do anything like that. You know, Teeb's always on your side. I was just wondering if that's because you said all your inventions so far involve duct tape and two other things.
Dog.
He's in London.
He's in fucking in Asia, dog. That's cool.
No, London's in England.
That's a beautiful place, dog.
Yeah.
Fucking Nick used to fight over there, fucking in Japan, right, dog? Yeah, dog. Japan and fucking Thailand, dude. So I just like London's right between those two. I know
London is at nowhere, anywhere near both those two cities. Or one's a country.
Really, dog?
Yeah.
Have you been between there?
No, it's across the ocean there over in England.
Yeah, you could take
over in Europe.
It's a quick bike ride right over there.
It's the New York City of Europe.
Dog, if you look at Japan and then you go right, London's to the right of it, dog.
Yeah, you're right.
Hey, I'm going to flip the fucking interview. I got a question from this fake Nick guy.
Uh-huh.
You ever done a fucking triathlon, dog? Because my big brother is like the fucking triathlon master.
Yeah, I've done one.
Yeah, I guarantee you he tried, but he failed athlon, did dog. Is that true, dog? Are you a failed athlete?
No, I succeeded.
Why don't you do a fucking triathlon fucking duel, dog?
Yeah, dude, I'll do whatever. However you guys want to lose, I'm down.
Whoa.
You can fucking swim with fucking like Edward Scissorhand shears on your hands and try to kill each other in the fucking water. Here's how we're gonna do it, dog. It's a triathlon.
Okay.
You swim towards me, and then you run towards me, and then at the end is the mountain bike, and we both meet at the same finish line, dude, head on.
And fight.
And then we fight, dog, and then we'll see where you are. Oh, you're doing that's a good idea, dude. Fucking test this guy's cardio, dog. This guy ain't got shit, dog.
So you swim with...
Fucking smoke cigarettes.
You swim with Edward Scissorhand gloves on, meet in the middle, fight in the water,
right?
And then you joust on the bikes to death, and then you just run at each other with, like, chainsaws or something?
No, dog, you do the full triathlon at the end, we fight.
Oh, wow, that's even more.
Oh, yeah, easy. If you even make it to the end.
This guy fucking smokes cigarettes? That makes me sick, dog. Yeah, dog, makes you real fucking sick. That's you weak in the mind, bro.
And you guys haven't smoked anything since 6 months ago when it was Thanksgiving, right?
Thanksgiving, allegedly, dog.
Allegedly.
We want fucking Joe Rogan and his fucking blog watchdogs to fucking call the commission.
Mm-hmm. That's true. They do like to do that on this show. They do like to. All you got to do is mention Red Band's name and somebody will tweet at him.
Red Band, they talked about you.
Big news, fucking dog. I'm fighting because now that Phil Brooks is in the UFC, I'm fighting for the fucking Intercontinental Belt this Saturday, dog.
Oh, you're fighting in the WWE, huh?
No, for the fucking UFC, dog. They're bringing their belts over.
Oh, wow. Oh. Find out how, that's
and
interesting.
What the deal is, brothers, are throwing our name in the ring for the fucking tag team division of the UFC.
I sincerely am rooting for both the Diaz brothers Saturday and I believe at the end of January against Anderson Silva. And I love Anderson Silva.
I'm not sure. If you find out when that fight is, dog, tell me, because I don't even fucking know.
You probably should find out.
You missed a couple.
It's more important that you know than I know.
Dog, I need to make sure my mom's not working that night because I need a fucking ride to the fight.
Why don't you just ride your bike?
You just got a DUI. Yeah, why don't you take your bike?
What are you, idiots? This guy's fighting, dog. You want him to wipe himself out of the fucking bike ride to Vegas?
I thought you had a lot of strength. I'm sorry. I was wrong.
I'm pretty sure the UFC will make sure you get there. I'm pretty sure they'll fly you and pick you up with a car.
You say, I don't know, dog. Dog, he's with you, dog. You want to fucking rely on people?
How does it feel?
I'm just not comfortable. Like, you know, I just want my mom to fucking take me, dog.
That makes sense. Hey, Tony has a question for you.
Yeah, are you concerned fighting Anderson Silva on this big return of his? You know, he broke his leg into two pieces and then they duct taped it back together or whatever. How do you feel going up against, you know, what they say is the best of all time?
Oh, dog, I had no idea that he broke his fucking leg. Thanks for fucking filling me in. Breaking news. Anderson Silva broke his fucking leg. Dog, I'm fighting this motherfucker. I know everything about him, dog. You're making me fucking mad. Oh, hey. Fucking
yeah, dude, you got to do it. Breathing, dog. Do the breathing. Remember what Dr. Dirty Larry said, dog? Chapter 10.
Remember the doctor? Dirty Larry's your doctor?
He's not like official dog. He does mainly Eastern medicine. But yeah, he's our doctor. Dog, I don't give a fuck who this motherfucker is. It's fucking 209. Never lose. I never lost a fucking fight, dog.
Yes, you have. You've lost a few. You've lost a
few. Anybody in Stockton.
Okay, yeah, not in Stockton.
Lost a fight, dog.
Well,
hey, Dr. Dirty Larry said, "Count. Picture cool things that are cool, dog. Picture like shovels with knives and shit."
Well, Diaz brothers, we'll let you calm down, and please feel better and call us back soon. We love you. You're the best.
We'll see you at all your fucking next shows so you can get choked out like the bitches you are.
There you have it. The Diaz brothers, God, wow. they really are not a big fan of yours, Nick.
They're pretty intense, right?
They have always been intense.
Yeah.
One of my favorite Diaz brothers moments, and I believe it was Nate, the younger brother. Might have been Nick. Nick's the shittier one. They're really punky. They're fucking
right.
Had a guy in a triangle choke, which is I'm on my back, and you know I'm basically choking you out with my legs. You could almost suck my dick if I have you in a triangle choke. Okay. Just your head is trapped in there, and so is your shoulder.
Your legs are in a figure four,
and you can go to sleep. You could go to sleep that way. While he was doing it, and the guy tried to get out and realized it was locked in too tight, and he's gonna tap, he's gonna go to sleep. While he had a minute. He was flipping him off like this to his face while his hands were free.
That's hilarious.
Right? That's the Diaz brothers.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Dude.
Then
that's
they're from amazing. Stockton and they're awesome. Yeah. That you can YouTube. I'll look it up. I'll send it to you.
Yeah,
guys.
Yeah.
Just that clip because it's really pretty funny. Fucking badass.
Yeah.
You're like, what an asshole, dude. Right when you couldn't make it worse.
Right.
They just wreak havoc in the UFC.
That's funny.
And one of them just got pulled over for a DUI. Nick did, I don't know, 4 or 5 months ago. And he tried to make himself throw up before he got taken in and tested.
Right.
And
thinking that would actually change.
And they got him for destruction of evidence.
No way.
Sure did.
What?
And something, you know, like suspicion of driving under the influence or whatever, and destruction of evidence. I don't know if they made a difference or not because it's already in your bloodstream.
Yeah.
All that does is get rid of what was about to go into your bloodstream. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And probably helped. A little bit, like him blowing something later, a higher number than he already had in his bloodstream. But he calls in and tells us he wasn't drunk driving. It was a publicity stunt for his movie Iron Eagle 2.
Of course.
And that he intentionally got drunk and that he's bulimic.
Okay.
And he ate too many cupcakes.
Got it.
At the rap party for Iron Eagle 2,
yeah.
Which they shot in the parking lot of his gym in retaliation for GSP being in Captain America 2.
Yeah.
He calls in and is now doing a remake of Iron Eagle 2. So, yeah. That's the Diaz brothers for you.
Amazing.
In a nutshell. All right. Let's wrap it up. You guys have kept here too long.
So
we got
fun.
Things to work here, though.
Yeah.
This is a breakthrough. We got calls coming in now, finally. Yeah. We got the Skype up, and that's going to be working soon. So go to, dude. You know, I'm not even going to do them again. You know what you have to go to make it happen. Appreciate it. And December to remember, five friends. What happens? Ari gives you $20,000,
yeah.
Thousands of dollars. And now that it's so high, now that it's 20 grand, Ari should only have to do it to the first person that can get us 10 people. If you can get 10 people, Ari will give you $20,000.
Yeah.
We'll talk. I mean, I'm sure he'll sign off on that. I'm sure he'll be fine.
Easily.
Nick, what do you have coming up? This will be out, just so you know, probably tomorrow. Later today or tomorrow.
Okay.
What do you got coming up?
I'm in town till the end of the month. So December 26th, 27th, 28th, I'm at the San Francisco Punchline with Ron Funches.
Oh, great. I love him.
And that's kind of it for road stuff. Follow me on Twitter, NICKYOUSSEF, and NickYousef.com for any other like upcoming road dates. And the occasionally awesome podcast on the All Things Comedy Network. Every Tuesday are new episodes.
You and Kevin Christie.
Yeah, me and Kevin Christie.
Love it. Tony Hinchcliffe. Oh, you are going to fucking regret this.
Where do I even begin? Friday I'm in Phoenix with Joe Rogan. Still some seats left because it's about a 5,000-seat theater. No big deal.
In the round.
I'm headlining one of the best clubs in the country, Comedy Works. Denver,
wow.
January 2nd and 3rd. It's my own weekend. I can't believe I even have the opportunity. But
nice.
Joe took me to Denver. Wendy, the lady that runs the whole scene there, fell in love with me. Most exciting thing ever. It's like the mom that I never had. My podcast, Kill Tony, available on the Death Squad Network. If you like comedy at all, you're going to love it. My brand newest podcast called The Show is available at Ustream/Hinchcliffe. The only channel called Hinchcliffe. I just talk. It's very experimental, very new. I haven't really released. Like it's like, it's sort of just like still in its infantile stage. But
so is that always just going to be you talking?
Not always. No, I'm just trying to get good at it. Just finding my little
baby
feet.
Sometimes I'll be silent, and you can think about how amazing I am,
or you can think about what I might be thinking.
It's like I'm Mad Libs. It's like I'm Mad Libs. You plug in your own podcast.
Yeah, Kill Tony's also live every single Monday night at the Comedy Store at 8 p.m. So if you're ever in town in L.A., there's nothing better to do on a Monday night than to come to the Comedy Store.
Yep. It's always a fun show. And it's right before the Ding Dong Show with Don Barris.
Yep. And then we all do stand-up.
Also an awesome show.
You can catch us all do stand-up right after that show in the original room.
Yeah.
That's usually the case. I'll be at the Comedy Store this week at some point in time, but I haven't got it yet, so I don't know. But it's usually been Saturdays at 8, which has always been a fun night. And you guys, thanks for everything. Please go to all the sponsors. Help us keep this open. And please go to the link on our site and get the tube start in. And let's get some money. We're so close to the goal. We have 3 more days, $500. I'm sure we're going to do it. Get a T-shirt, get a mug, get a sticker. And then you can see all this. And the shows will only get better. Thank you guys so much. Consider it sucks.